ABC News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is sounding the alarm over alleged foreign interference in U.S. elections.
Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure.
The president delivering a primetime address from the White House.
This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes, like, levels never thought possible, to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference.
Mr. Trump points the finger at communist China in particular. Beijing denies meddling in the American elections. U.S. continues hammering away at Iran, a continuing expansion of airstrikes.
Once again, the Americans said they had hit military targets to stop Iran from firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. But Iranian state media reported deadly strikes on a number of bridges, a railway station, and an airport. Earlier this week, President Trump did threaten to target bridges and power stations if Iranians continued refusing to give up control of the strait. Since then, Iran has increased its allegations of attacks on civilian infrastructure and vowed a crushing response across the region if the power grid is hit.
The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher, President Trump predicts U.S. will achieve its Iran war objectives very soon. From the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic to the Northeast, unhealthy air from hundreds of Canadian wildfires that continue to burn, casting an eerie, orangey haze across a vast area and making breathing difficult, especially for those suffering respiratory issues. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are sharply lower. The Dow futures down almost 400 points. NASDAQ futures off 537 points for a loss of almost 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the smoke again this morning is still the issue. Visibility is down most areas now, so we need to be prepared, especially right now, that some of the visibility is bad enough that everybody's still has their headlights on. So caution advised. Just got word in the last 20 minutes of a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, inner loop at Route 202. So that's going to be south of Route 50, and we may begin to pick up a few brake lights in that area. The wreck was kind of crowding the left-hand lane, and right now both the tunnels with a good start. Light to moderate traffic right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hazy and smoky day, courtesy of that wildfire smoke all the way from Canada reaching us here in Maryland. Otherwise, not as hot and humid with temperatures in the low 90s, partly cloudy with temperatures back in the mild 70s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 70 degrees in Nottingham and 70 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland will experience unhealthy air quality today as smoke from the Canadian wildfires continue to affect the region. The Maryland Department of the Environment says most of the state will be under a code red air quality alert for unhealthy air, but western Maryland will be under a code purple, which is very unhealthy. At the current levels, air pollution can affect everyone, not just those in sensitive groups. Officials say everyone should limit their time outside, avoid strenuous outdoor activity, and stay in the
the air conditioning if possible. Those most at risk because of the smoke include the elderly, children, and people with asthma, COPD, or heart disease. And Baltimore police are investigating a Thursday evening shooting. Officers were called to a hospital at around 5:30 p.m. where a shooting victim turned up for treatment. Police say the 43-year-old victim suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his body and is in stable condition. Investigators have not determined where the shooting happened, and the incident remains under investigation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 296. The pick 4, 7120. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports with Sean Casey coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has a morning off. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name, you get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer. All right, Birds back at it on the road tonight to resume the season. The team duels Yordan Alvarez and the Astros in the first matchup of a three-game series. Baltimore hoping to extend the four-game winning streak that they started right before the Midsummer Classic break. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball has released its 2027 schedule, including the earliest domestic opening day in league history. Officials announced the opener set for March the 24th will feature a single game televised by Netflix. No teams have been revealed as of yet. LeBron James' free agency decision is reportedly imminent. USA Today Sports reports James has all the information he needs from teams, is weighing his options. The Sixers, Heat, Cavs, Warriors, Nuggets, and T-Wolves are all in the mix. Meanwhile, the Sixers and Wizards waiting to see if they make the NBA Summer League playoffs. Both teams finished exhibition play with 2-2 records. The postseason will be decided after today's games. And the Caps losing one of their forwards to the St. Louis Blues in free agency. Connor McMichael yesterday signed a 6-year deal worth almost $7 million per season. The 25-year-old scored 14 goals with the Caps last season. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, July 17, 2026. Coming up on the program this morning, Montgomery County has a ballot problem and may have to decertify their election results. We'll take a look at our Maryland's voter rolls compromised by the Chinese hack announced last night. We have the answer for that. But our top story here for you today is the president's Trump card on election integrity.
Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure, to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. The documents we will release have been gathered by the White House Government Transparency Task Force, a great group of people, along with the staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, fully confirmed their authenticity. You can see these documents for yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov. Go check it out.
I did check it out, and they are there, and the only question, well, this was a great speech. I called it a Trump card because this is now, I think, going to get people to really take a look at the Save America Act, including some of those senators sitting on the fence. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Unfortunately, many Americans probably did not see it because ABC, NBC, public television all refused to air it. All decided they were going to censor the president of the United States. The American people could not hear what he had to say. Yes, Fox 45, Channel 54 had it. We had it here at WCBM. Channel 13 on CBS, they had it partially. But if they did not air it, then they missed some very key integral moments as to what has been going on with our elections. We've been talking about this now. I have been for 6 years. And finally, the president now is offering evidence, declassified evidence of, he says, the Chinese accessed 220 million voter files.
First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China assigned a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project.
That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party references, and other sensitive data. Active versus inactive voters. Now, why is that important? Because if you're an inactive voter, that's who they're targeting. They're targeting you to take your name and vote in your name in future elections because they know you aren't going to show up to the polls. So that's what the left is doing. That's what China has been doing. Iran, he mentioned last night, Russia, North Korea, all of the enemies of the United States, including the Democrat Party, which are looking to cheat and defraud these elections. So this is a massive election security nightmare, and it needs to be fixed. The president calling on Congress to do its job, calling on the American people. We need to have the president's back on this. We need to be jamming those phone lines to the U.S. Senate to pass the Save America Act. More coming up from the president's speech last night in just a moment. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Nothing major right now through Annapolis other than the smoke. And the smoke is pretty bad on the main span at the Bay Bridge. As you're coming on from Route 8 and you kind of look ahead, the structure itself almost kind of disappears in the smoke. So it's that way on both sides of the bridge. But no issues. We're clear with the traffic running okay over to the Severn River Bridge, over to the ramps at I-97, and still clear on the eastern shore. Some areas over there not quite as bad with the smoke, but the haze is still there as well as you're getting over 50 around 404 and through that area. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway, the update apparently now on the shoulder on the inner loop at Route 202, and some lanes getting by now in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's, as we just mentioned, hazy and smoky again from the Canadian wildfires. Low 90s today. Overnight temperatures in the mid-70s tomorrow. Scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day. Hopefully it'll clear the air a little bit. Right now, 69 in Columbia, 76 in Annapolis. I had an idea for these Canadian wildfires. Take all these stupid windmills they want to pull offshore and throughout and put them on the northern border and blow them in Canada's direction.
Yeah, shoot right. it back in their face.
Shoot it right back in their face, absolutely. Finally, a good use for windmills.
Smoke from a distant fire.
Exactly.
Good song.
Sanford Townsend Band. Yep. One-hit wonders. All right, some one-liner news. Longtime Trump teleprompter operator is accused of making more than $100,000 by using advanced access to the president's speeches to place winning bets on prediction markets like Kalshi. The guy has been placed on unpaid administrative leave, as it should be. I think, you know how they caught him? They caught him because Trump would ad-lib some of his speeches, and the guy would have to change his bets in the middle of the speech.
Oh.
So Trump basically trumped him up a little bit. Average price of diesel has climbed above $5 a gallon for the second time this year as renewed fighting in the Middle East disrupts some global fuel supplies. $5 a gallon, that's more than orange juice. When you come to it, yeah. More than milk in some cases.
You know, I think about some of these motorhomes, that 100-gallon tanks.
Yeah.
You know, man.
And some of these boats.
Yeah,
you know,
same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
some of these boats that can use several hundred gallons in a weekend. Just going from point A to point B. New Jersey couple discovered a meteorite crash through their roof contained rare materials that could offer clues about the origins of life. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's intense.
Hopefully they don't get a divorce because then they'll have to argue who gets the meteorite. You can't cut it in half, right?
No.
President Trump urged ICE agents to resume traffic stops to arrest illegals, reversing the recent directive that limited that practice. Now when a police officer, ICE agent, pulls an illegal over, he goes, you know why I'm pulling you over? You know, to kick me out of the country. Out you go, buddy.
See ya.
No habla.
House approved a bill that would end penny production and allow businesses to round cash transactions to the nearest nickel while keeping existing pennies in circulation valid. So if you're worried about not seeing Lincoln on the coinage anymore, it's right. He's still on the fiver. So he's still got him on the five. Does anybody use pennies anymore?
Not really.
I have a jar of them in my desk.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Everybody puts them.
You can take them, I guess, to the Coinstar thingies.
Yeah, you take them to that.
Although it's 8 cents per dollar, I think so.
Cash them in. And a man was taken into custody after allegedly slipping past security at the NBC Today Show studio and lunging at the host Craig Melvin while shouting racial slurs. Somebody please tell Jussie Smollett that's what a real hate crime looks like.
Yeah, for real.
Versus the other stuff. If you were standing on Pensacola Beach just the other day, the Blue Angels did a very close flyover to promote their air show event.
I've been coming for 10 years, and I've never seen a pass like that in my life.
I'm going to remember that for probably the rest of my life.
They were flying over our heads all day. Nothing nearly like that. I would describe it as frightening in a good way, like when you're watching a movie hoping for the jump scare where it gets your heart pumping.
By the way, they're estimating that the closest they came was 50 to 60 feet above the heads of the beachgoers.
Cool.
It sent umbrellas flying, chairs and sand blowing. Some people were stunned. Others were, as you heard, excited about it. But the Air Force now and Blue Angels are reviewing the matter.
David Muir started crying.
Yeah. Crying over the Blue Angels?
Yeah. Because people were all upset about the flyover in D.C.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It was frightening. Oh, it was awful. And then, he comes on with the story, and he's, oh, it was awful. It was awful. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Those darn Blue Angels.
Well, ABC refused to show the president last night.
Take their license.
What a...
NBC.
Take their license.
Public, MPT did not have it here in Maryland. Mm-hmm. Shame on all of them.
Held their ears in
the street. I understand they hate Trump. They disagree with him. But, you know, the
he's the president of the
job,
United States.
Exactly. The president's job is to inform the American people about what he has found. And, yes, they have found some very some political shenanigans in the election process. And, look, you know, then put them on, and you can fact check them if you want. And that's what they do anyway. They poke holes in whatever stories or whatever evidence he wants. But at least let the American people see it. They can determine for themselves. They're censoring the president of the United States, and I think that could be putting their license in jeopardy. It should put their license in jeopardy.
Yeah, just take it.
Absolutely.
Take it for 90 days and see what happens.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, they're having this argument with The View as well, because they think The View is so one-sided, they very rarely have anybody else on The View.
Out.
Exactly. And so they're saying, well, they're not really a news show. They're just an opinion show. Well, they purport themselves off to be. I mean, look, all of them are just, even the people supposedly that are Republicans are basically center-left anyway. So there's no diversity of thought. There's no intellectual diversity whatsoever on The View. So we'll see what happens to ABC, if anything. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and your thoughts on the president's speech last night. We've got more audio clips coming up for you in just a second. Right now, my good friends, Mayor, both named Mayor, that run Town Appliance. If you're looking to be your own grill master of your backyard setup, if it's a little tired, you need to upgrade a little bit, Town Appliance, where you should go. Biggest event of the year has been extended now through the end of July, and they've got all your best outdoor brands in the business. Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 top brands, and they're there to help you with a perfect fit for your backyard and to fit your budget as well. They have flexible financing options. Check them out, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road or Knowings Mills, and also at townappliance.com for more information.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Michael Hayes right here on WCBM Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Michael's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
You know, there were two reasons last night why the Democrats and the state-run media lost their minds over the Trump speech. I don't know, it's CNN. I don't know if CNN aired it or not. I don't watch CNN, so I don't know. I doubt that they did air it in its entirety, if at all. But the two main reasons why they were trying to get ahead of the Trump speech was, one, they don't want people to hear the message, obviously. They knew that Trump was going to raise questions about voting integrity, and he never said he himself... The election was stolen last night in the speech. It was all about currently, at present, and in the future. I think that was very smart on his part. And again, they don't want the that message amplified in any way, shape, or form. They don't want Americans to be reminded of the utterly corrupt election fraud we all recently witnessed in the Los Angeles mayoral race, where the left was able to remove the Republican candidate, Spencer Pratt, from the ballot by using mail-in ballots that came in after Election Day, miraculously all for the third-party candidate. And secondly, the less obvious reason is they acted out in the case of the media blocking the speech because they simply don't like it when Trump reminds the country that he is the president of the United States. They do everything they can to diminish and undermine his reputation, his character, his integrity, and when he's the president of the United States. Does anybody think for one second that ABC, NBC, CNN, or PBS would not have aired it if it was Barack Hussein Obama? 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I went by CNN. They did not.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah, they don't want any part of that stuff.
Yeah, and you can't call yourself a serious journalistic or news channel you're not airing the news.
No, you can't.
You can't be treated seriously. Yeah, exactly.
You know, whether you like it or not, that's your job.
All right.
You know, and you got that. Well, I don't want to get me started again about David Muir. That's another story entirely. Smoke, but clear on the road, 83, looking at Middletown Road. And coming in from the northwest, 795, 70. 95 is still running okay. No construction so far on 95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. We'll keep an eye on that. The Beltway, for the early ride at least, is still clear on the Parkville side through Greenspring and even the west side. A lot of gaps in the traffic right now from 795 going south towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is shaping up like this. It's going to be hazy and smoky from the wildfires up north. No low 90s today. Mid-70s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, maybe some scattered showers will help clear the air a little bit. And that's possible throughout the day for tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at, the air quality is, we still have that air quality alert in effect for most of the Baltimore Metro. It is 68 in Ellicott City, 69 in Pikesville. Present last night. In his, I think, one of his best speeches ever, declassifying the evidence. These are CIA reports. These are deep state documents. He's asking the FBI and the Justice Department to investigate all this. People like Christopher Wray was heading up the FBI, and that guy Chris Krebs, who pronounced the most secure election in history, he said that the deep state suppressed all of this evidence, kept it from him, kept it from Congress and others.
The second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, this is the most secure election in the history of our country, a standard, very pat line that was divvied out to say. The cover-up of this colossal security breach is even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign.
Yeah, and of the 18 states he just mentioned, the White House document posted, I looked it up, only names 15 of the 18 states, as well as D.C., and Maryland. Maryland is listed as one of those states that the Chinese have hacked into and compromised, as well as swing states Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina. Now, we did not see Pennsylvania or Arizona, but we only have 15 out of the 18. And he also went on to say not only was the deep state suppressing this information, once they suppressed it, they began to cover up what they had uncovered in their investigation.
The fourth set of documents reveals that even when significant evidence of fraud has been detected, it has been buried and covered up. Among the disclosures tonight are FBI files detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation in Michigan. In 2020, Michigan State Police raided a Democrat Get Out the Vote organization, corrupt group in Muskegon. And we're so concerned by what they found. They were just so concerned, they couldn't believe it, actually, that they contacted the FBI in Detroit. The documents state that some canvassers admitted to FBI agents that they signed voter registration forms in other people's names, submitted fraudulent registration for people who did not exist, and received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The FBI agents working on the case believe that crimes were committed Yet the Biden Department of Justice slow walked the investigation and killed it.
Yeah, they killed it indeed. And again, that's why the president, put this task force together. They're talking about GBI strategies in Michigan. And these were a fake voter registration scam that was conducted. In fact, a Michigan city clerk, her name is Ann Mice, she noticed a black female whose name was redacted from the police report, but we now have learned her name is Brianna Hawkins. She was caught dropping off 8,000 to 10,000 completed voter registration applications at the city clerk's office. So this is just tip of the iceberg of what's happening in Michigan and elsewhere. Okay, more coming up. On last night's speech, including the machines, the voter registration lists, and how many non-citizens have they identified that are registered to vote. Don't forget, Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 6:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are searching for a group of suspects who assaulted an elderly man outside of a 7-Eleven on Liberty Heights Avenue early Tuesday morning. Video of the incident shows six suspects attacking the 74-year-old. The suspects threw the victim to the ground, kicked him, and struck him in the head with a gun before fleeing the scene. The victim was treated for minor injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call the Baltimore Police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Anthony Brown has issued a statement following U.S. Department of Justice lawsuit challenging the state's in-state tuition law. The DOJ lawsuit claims the state's policy allowing some undocumented students to receive in-state college tuition and financial aid conflicts with federal law. Brown says the state is reviewing the complaint closely and will respond through the courts as Maryland does whenever its laws are challenged. Brown says the state will keep fighting for the young people in the state and their futures. And a Baltimore mother who was detained by ICE in front of Commodore John Rogers Elementary Middle School is no longer in custody. Earlier this week, a judge ordered that Adriana Gavian Sanchez be released from the Caroline Detention Facility in Bowling Green, Virginia. Gavian Sanchez and her husband, Jesus Acevedo Sanchez, were arrested on June 12th. According to WMAR-TV, the arrest stemmed from Jesus resisting arrest and using his vehicle to evade law enforcement and Adriana assaulting a federal officer. Jesus is scheduled to appear in court on July 23rd. And city police are continuing to investigate a shooting in West Baltimore. They responded to a shot spotter alert in the 1300 block of North Carey Street. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And both the harbor tunnels are still good to go with the smoke and the haze, but all the lanes are open. And checking a little further south on 95 at Camden Yards at 395, good conditions there. And then eventually out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Even the Beltway on the west side, not bad right now from I-70, cruising down the hill with the lanes open towards Frederick Road and eventually towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hazy and smoky day, courtesy of that wildfire smoke all the way from Canada reaching us here in Maryland. Otherwise, not as hot and humid with temperatures in the low 90s, partly cloudy with temperatures back in the mild 70s tonight. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has the morning off, the latest on Stein on sports. Orioles back on the road tonight, resume the second half of the season. They'll duel Yordan Alvarez in the Astros' first matchup of a three-game series. The Birds hoping to extend their four-game winning streak. The sad news is they've lost, of course, Blaze Alexander, who's one of the hottest hitters in the lineup, due to a fractured hand after being hit by a pitch on Sunday. He's been placed on the 10-day injured list. In replacing Alexander, the Orioles called up corner infielder Christian Encarnacion Strand, the 26-year-old. Has been a Triple-A Norfolk's top hitter since the Orioles acquired him from the Reds in a cash trade back in April. Encarnacion Strand is hitting .273 with an .863 on base percentage and 17 homers in 61 games for the Tides. Meanwhile, the Ravens. General Manager Eric DaCosta offering his most encouraging assessment yet of the defensive tackle Nnamdi Madubuike's recovery from a neck injury. He said, and I quote, "I think everything looks to be pointed in the right direction, but you're talking about a different type of injury, a different type of circumstance. I'm excited about where Nnamdi is, and I think we'll have more information in the coming weeks. In the next 2 weeks or so, I think we'll have a lot more information that we'll be able to share with people." Madubuike has not been able to speak, hasn't spoken actually with reporters since suffering that season-ending neck injury in week two of last year. Elsewhere, LeBron James' free agency decision is reportedly imminent. Teams in the mix, Sixers, Heat, Cavaliers, Warriors, Nuggets, and Timberwolves are all being mentioned as a possible landing spot for LeBron James. Two Nations Class and World Cup final on Sunday. Lionel Messi and Argentina square off against, of course, the Spain squad from East Rutherford, New Jersey. Messi and his resilient side came back against England with two late goals to advance the semifinal. President Trump will be in attendance to watch the game and to award the World Cup trophy to the winner. Jackson Zuber sitting atop the leaderboard following the first round of the Open at Royal Birkdale in England. He shot a 565 to begin the tournament. Round two begins again later on today. And finally, a second to last round in the NASCAR Cup Series in-season challenge takes place on Sunday. Field squares off in the Window World 450 from North Wilkesboro Speedway. Ryan Blaney will try to build on his Quaker State 400 victory last weekend. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're asking the question, what did you think of President Trump's speech last night? If you saw it or heard it here on WCBM, love to hear from you here this morning. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us your thoughts, am680 at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Again, folks that have weighed in so far, say this is Lisa. She says, can the government preempt programming and force a broadcast? I'm thinking of those emergency test signals that are on radio stations from time to time. Could they do something like that? The answer to that question is yes. The government can preempt programming at any time and initiate the emergency action system. But it would have to be a perceived emergency. Now, what if the president were to call a national, if he were to declare a national emergency regarding our elections, which we may be headed to be frank. If we don't get any kind of resolution out of the FBI or the Justice Department or something else, we may be headed to that. It's an excellent question, Lisa. It wasn't warranted last night, but it could be warranted if the president determines that a lack of action is putting our election system in great jeopardy. Of course, it would be highly controversial, but it certainly could happen. And again, just amazing. All right. More from the president last night and his speech, of course, delivered some Americans, because I don't know how many actually tuned in. Let's see what the numbers are. And they talked about how the Chinese hacked into our system to manufacture illegal ballots.
Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020 yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing.
Yeah, kept from him. They kept it from him, the President of the United States. They kept it from Congress, and they kept it from the American people. They covered it up. They suppressed it. They knew exactly what China was doing. And he talked about the voting machines, how they can be easily hacked.
Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure.
Yeah. Blatantly lied to. We were lied to completely by the... Of course, the media didn't cover it to begin with. They were always interested in making excuses for the Joe Biden. Somehow, he got, 10 million more votes than Obama ever did, the most popular Democrat president in modern history. And yet, Joe Biden exceeded his vote total. Nobody believes that. Nobody in their right mind believes that. The president also said something that the Chinese, the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans are all interested in is, of course, our voter registration and our voter rolls.
The document goes on to further state that, quote, we assess that centralized election-related data repositories, such as voter registration databases, poll books, and other official election websites, are most vulnerable to exploitation, and adversaries could use this access to these systems to disrupt election processes within the United States of America.
Yeah. And that's exactly what they have done and what they're trying to do. And still to come, the president's going to talk about how the Chinese had this plot, this plan to influence through a strategic influence of business leaders and our media and our journalists. In fact, even paying some of these outlets. We've talked about it before, how the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes and other great... other big, large American newspapers get massive amounts of Chinese ads from money and so on and so forth. So they're somewhat subservient to the Chinese message. This is part of the problem. This has been day one. And my other question for President Trump is, I understand he's going to let the DOJ investigate this. And of course, that's part of the problem because the FBI was given some of this to investigate and Joe Biden killed this. So it'll be interesting to see what Cash Patel does it. But what does he propose to do to Xi Jinping and the CCP? Now, they're out there denying any of this, as you might imagine, saying they didn't do it, they wouldn't dream of it, they would never interfere in American election, but the CIA has documents. There's a trail here of evidence of exactly what they tried to do, Kristen. So they have been discovered and uncovered here.
Well, you don't have to convince me. I think we need names of Americans, though, that were involved. I just wanted to read real quick. I checked Jared DeMarinis, leader of the Maryland State Board of Elections, to see if he had a response to this. There's just one tweet that he posted last night, quote, a couple of points. Mail-in voting is legal. Maryland voter registration processes follow federal and state laws. Cybersecurity for all of our systems is a top priority and constantly monitored for bad actors. Paper ballots can't be hacked. There you go. Our elections are verified, secure, and transparent, blah, blah, blah. And then that was end quote. But it's kind of funny. I think he was trying to say that the mail-in voting can't be hacked because it's still a paper ballot. But he sort of let the cat out of the bag. Right. Paper ballots can't be hacked. So, A, we should still go back to that. We wouldn't have to worry about it. You wouldn't have to monitor for cybersecurity if we just only had paper ballots. But mail-in voting can also be hacked in a different way, not through the internet, but another way. So, again, we need one day of voting, paper ballots.
Yep. Well, the machines have been proven to, they can be hacked. It happened in Venezuela, number one. Number two, mail-in ballots can be manufactured, and we saw that in Michigan, in Georgia. We saw, remember the guy who was delivering truckloads of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, and he was told to leave the truck on the side of the road, that even election officials then under... the Attorney General Barr at the time said, stop all. The U.S. Attorney of Pennsylvania was going to investigate it, and the Justice Department under Barr said, don't. We'll take care of it. And they never did, of course, because they knew. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Yep, we're looking at the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, New Hampshire Avenue over to 29, and then around Georgia Avenue. Yeah, they have the smoke as well. And right now, just a normal delay through that area from New Hampshire Avenue over to 29, and then down the hill from Georgia Avenue to the Mormon Temple, which you can normally see this time of day. You can't now, shrouded in smoke through there. And then the Capitol Beltway around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge from Central Avenue. The lanes are open with a little heavier traffic now from Indian Head Highway down and then across the Potomac. Have not seen anything major so far. BW Parkway south from Arundel Mills. The lanes open and looks like we're doing fine headed north from Powder Mill Road and eventually up through the ramps on the parkway towards 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hazy again, smoky, based on these Canadian wildfires. Low 90s today, tonight, mid-70s. Tomorrow we're expecting some scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day, which may bring us some much-needed relief from the smoke. So stay tuned for that. Might clear the air just a little bit. Right now it is 76 degrees in Annapolis, 68 in Reisterstown. We head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name, Butterball Johnson.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Always.
Always.
Totino's coming up with a new blasted line of pizza rolls. They're hitting Walmart. The new pizza rolls are dusted with unique seasoning blends like garlic parm and zesty limon. The release marks one of the biggest innovations for the world's beloved party snack, Totino's pizza rolls.
Wasn't right even zesty limon in the teenagers?
No, that was Frankie Lyman.
Oh, I know. It was his brother.
Wrong, yeah. Lyman.
Dusty must have been his brother.
Get your Lyman straight.
Yeah. Blasted Nacho Boom also taking the cheese pizza rolls as well, so if you like that. So, Zesty Lyman, Nacho Boom, and Garlic Parm.
Now, any passing of gas will be a Schumer.
They're now saying, I don't think he said it, but I think somebody in his staff said it could not have come from that end. Because they're saying the microphone wasn't placed there. He was wearing a microphone
but they
on
his
lapel. And they're saying it was probably a stomach growl or gurgle.
That was a growl.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That was a blowout.
His lower intestine was very angry.
As Chuck Schumer was.
He left the scene and said, what can Brown do for you?
That's right.
Ow!
He Schumered his pants. That's what happened. This might be Buffalo Wild Wings' weirdest ranch yet. The chain is introducing Poppin' Ranch, which is it's a savory ranch popping candy. And it comes in a packet. It delivers a burst of ranch flavor, followed by the familiar snap and crackle of popping candy. What was that popping candy?
Pop Rocks?
Yeah. That's what they had. So this is like the Buffalo Wild Wings version of Pop Rocks.
But how can ranch be a candy?
Poppin' Ranch. There's probably a lot of sugar with it's ranch flavored sugar. Is probably what it is.
Fresh.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Maybe
you should know about
like
that.
It. I myself.
Thank you, Miss Casey.
Your remarkable resemblance to the Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's oh nice. Man, you keep burning on my boy.
I'm just trying to add to the show, and you degrade me immediately.
Yes, you do.
Cut me right to the quick.
You add to the show every day.
Ah, shut up. Son of a bitch, I'm telling you.
Some bitch.
Oh, it's a time for another roast yet.
He loves it. Listen to him cackling like an old mother.
It's all good. It's all good stuff.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Especially with you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Exactly. All right, so there we have it. That's our food news for the day. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Look, this guy Demaris, man, he has bad news. We know he botched. Let's face it, he botched it. He botched the ballots and then blamed it on the vendor. And the vendor, wanting to keep the contract and wanting to make the money, they took the fall. And Demaris is out there saying that, again, mail-in ballots are legal because the Democrats in this state schemed during COVID to make them legal. Now, that doesn't make that make them impervious to fraud, as we've now seen at the GBI strategies in Michigan. That's just amazing what went on there. And it is something that, so the mail-in ballots can be manufactured. We know that machines can be hacked. It happened in Venezuela. We have had exhibits and demonstrations in a court of law, by the way, of how the machines, the Dominion voting machines and other machines, was it Smart Data, I think was the other one, I can't remember, they can be hacked. We were told they could never be hooked up to the internet. That was proven to be wrong also. They could be hacked. President Trump says that China did indeed. He has evidence. Now, this is just his opinion. He says they've declassified these files that the CIA produced, that the FBI originated, proving that this has happened. And so now it's going to be up to the Justice Department. That's why the Democrats desperately don't want Todd Blanche to become the Attorney General. That's why they're fighting him tooth and nail, and why some Republicans, like Tom Tillis, now has a new condition that unless he meets with the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein, he will not vote for Todd Blanche. For this guy Tillis, man, he is a lunatic. I think I do believe he's corrupted. I think he has been co-opted, maybe by some big donors. He's leaving anyway. He's on his way out. So we'll give you an update on the Save America Act, which the President addressed last night as well. But as far as Demarinus goes, yes, machines can be hacked. And according to the President, Maryland is one of the states that the Chinese successfully hacked into. And maybe that's the reason why he doesn't want to give up our voter rolls to the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department to make sure that the dead voters, that the duplicate voters, that the non-citizen voters have been purged, and to see what is going on with our voter rolls. So they again, a lot of states, there are about 27 states that have given up the voter rolls. Maryland's one of the 23 that have not.
And I do think that overall this is one of the many reasons why we see such low turnout, even on the Republican side in Maryland. I mean, maybe Democrat voters don't turn out because they have such a majority, they don't worry about stuff, and Republicans feel like, well, why bother? The system's corrupt, or nobody represents me, or whatever. But I think that if we could fix this, that would be the answer, not an open primary. We already have an open primary because apparently anybody can vote how many ever times you want. So that's not the answer. The answer is restoring election integrity, which would restore, obviously, people's trust in the election, so they would therefore more vote. And then if we actually had honest elections, I think more conservative candidates would actually win, local levels and state level and federal level. So it would have a lot of problems.
Yeah, we've heard Senator Slotkin say earlier this week that, again, Democrats will never win another election if the Save America Act goes into place. And what does the Save America Act do? It requires you to be a citizen to vote in federal elections, and it requires you to produce proof of that and have a voter photo ID. That's all that it really does. There's some other side stuff in there as well, but those are the main components. And again, most of America agrees with that. Most Republicans, most independents, and yet even a majority of Democrats agree with that, and they know that if it passes, their future will be impacted, as it should be.
Right. Every citizen gets to vote, and one vote. Not every vote counts.
No. Right. All right, Vinny Steele.
One vote per person.
Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, and Vinny wanted me to share with you that he'll sell your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you want, because he's got a database of nearly 13,000 folks that are waiting to buy your home. It's that simple, and Vinny's been doing this for over 23 years, 10 of which here on WCBM, and as I've said, he does sell faster, by 3% faster than the average realtor, and for 3% more money in your pocket. That's always 3% of a, think about that, of a home sale. The average price of a home now, $400,000. That's a significant amount of change that goes into your pocket there. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. He'll come out here, one of his agents, and talk with you, discuss your home, staging, current status, condition, asking price, time frame. Once you sign on the dotted line and list with Vinny, your home is sold guaranteed. 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team.
They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I'm going to see if I can get a screenshot of this when I get a chance. There's a spider on the lens at 95 and 395 at Camden Yards. It looks like he's eating I-95.
Oh, jeez.
I'll get a shot of it pretty soon. Everybody's good right now at the tunnels. No problems there. That road construction now is underway, and they block a lane. They weren't there an hour ago. They're there now, and they work during rush hour northbound I-95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today and the weekend. Hazy, smoky from the wildfires, low 90s, temps in the mid-70s later on this evening. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day. And hopefully we'll get some relief from this. You step outside this morning, you can smell it. You can smell that acrid smoke in the air. And then you can see the haze as well. I especially could see it with the street lights. You know, heading to work this morning, you could see it would look like it was fog. And it was that haze from the smoke. Right now, 72 and 7, 72 in downtown Baltimore. Well, we're talking about the president's election integrity speech. More on that coming up at the top of the hour in our MAGA update. And get your reaction to it as well. I think it was one of his best speeches. It was short. It was simple. It was sweet. And here's the evidence. Here's what we found. I posted it on the website. And now it's really up to the FBI, the DOJ, to bring charges. And I hope they do bring charges against anybody and everybody involved. I don't care if they're Republicans, Democrats, Independents, anybody that knew about this threat and tried to cover it up, tried to keep it from us, the American people, should be charged. End of story. That's the next thing here. We're tired of the talk. We want action. We want to see people that ripped us off or tried to rip us off or did not warn us of the threat to be punished and punished severely. After all, they put people like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro in jail for 4 months just because they were invoking executive privilege and didn't answer a congressional subpoena. For God's sake, these other people participated in a attempted coup and kept important information about our election integrity from the American people. And that has led, I think, to this great voter apathy that we're having right now. Now, here in Maryland, the People's Republic of Montgomery County Board of Elections now has to vote today to consider decertifying their primary election result after they noticed processing errors on 19 ballots related to the much larger mistake, hundreds of thousands of incorrect ballots mailed out statewide. The board will conduct a canvass of the 19 ballots and vote on the decertification. And according to a news release, officials would scan the eligible ballots, recertify the election probably in the same day. That was supposed to happen late afternoon. I don't know if we got an update on that yesterday or not. But they didn't say it would be enough to change the results of the election. But here's, again, this all dovetails back to Taylor Print and Visual Impressions, the state's mail-in ballot vendor, who allegedly made an error causing some voters to receive the wrong party ballot. Of course, we're told that nobody from the State Board of Elections, Jared DeMarinis, or anybody else for that matter, is in charge of reviewing that process and signing off on it, right? I would think if something as important as an election, somebody from the State Board of Elections should be in that process, should be in the mix, right? I would think so. But no. Jared, see no evil, do no evil, hear no evil, DeMarinis, out there saying, no, our elections are secure, can't be hacked, the mail-in ballots are legal, you can't hack paper ballots, no, but you can manufacture paper ballots, especially ones that don't have watermarks on them. And that has happened, I think, in several elections. In any event, The Daily Record reached out to boards of election in Maryland's other 23 jurisdictions this week to ask how many of the original mail-in ballots were returned and counted. They only got responses from Baltimore, Frederick, Howard, and Washington counties. Guy Mickey, the Howard County Elections Director, said he has a count of the number of original ballots returned, but otherwise referred a reporter to the State Board. Where's the secret? Where's the transparency here? Nobody wants to tell us how many original ballots were returned. You know, the OG ballots that we're told we're not going to take those. Then we're told, oh, well, we may accept them if you don't return your replacement ballot. Or we'll have to segregate them if you return both the original and the replacement. What a freaking mess this state is when it comes to election integrity. And President Trump is right. And by the way, I should remind you, if you're just now tuning in, Maryland's one of the 18 states that were identified as the Chinese successfully hacked into the system. Okay? One of the 18. I don't see Jared DeMarinis tweeting about that. And you probably won't, because that is embarrassing, and that makes us all feel very uneasy about our vote in the state of Maryland. All right, coming up next, the president on the influence strategy by the Red Chinese, as well as what is the status of the SAVE Act now that the president has revealed this incredible undermining of our election integrity system. It's coming up on 7 o'clock. Also still to come, Maryland's fraud industrial complex has been revealed in part, and a little bit later on, Councilman Nino Mangione will join us here on the show.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Election integrity. Multiple polls show it's an issue of concern for Americans. Cuts across political lines. President Trump says it's high time to guarantee the sanctity of the vote.
President Trump addressed the nation and pointed to newly declassified intelligence that reveals long-standing concerns about the security of U.S. election infrastructure.
Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems. They're vulnerable and they're easily compromised, and people within our government knew that.
The president has promised to keep election integrity a top priority in his administration. Willie Nelson, Washington.
And when it comes to interfering in U.S. elections, president says that one country in particular stands head and shoulders above all others.
Over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data.
Communist China denies meddling in the U.S. elections. Air quality advisories or alerts posted across a vast area stretching from the Midwest through the Ohio Valley, the Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast, result of hundreds of wildfires burning in Canada. A haze from the wildfire smoke clearly visible, and it's of particular concern for those already suffering breathing issues. Texas authorities have rescued hundreds of stranded drivers and people trapped in homes. At least two people have died, the result of catastrophic flooding. The region still recovering from devastating floods a year ago. Dow futures down 319. NASDAQ futures off 433 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
With things moving fast to resolve the situation in the Middle East, the headlines may change, but the fundamentals haven't. America's debt continues to climb, and uncertainty still hangs over the global economy. That's why investors continue turning to one asset that has stood the test of time, physical gold and silver. For generations, gold has been viewed as a safe haven asset during periods of geopolitical tension and market volatility. That's why Advantage Gold wants to send you a free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's acclaimed book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call 800-900-8000. Discover why central banks are buying gold, why many Americans are diversifying with precious metals, and how a tax and penalty-free rollover into physical gold and silver may fit into your retirement strategy. Don't wait until the next crisis dominates the headlines. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If heading down to the airport by way of I-95 at the junction at I-195, 405, there's a report now of a medic call coming in for a person. Somebody's having a problem in a vehicle right in that area just off of the I-95 ramp. So you may see some flashing lights arriving, not affecting 95 on the main line, but definitely a heads up through there. Still running with the lanes open. Have not seen any problems at all this morning so far. Good to go right now southbound, both on 95 and 895 at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction is underway. They block a lane northbound I-95, northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hazy and smoky day, courtesy of that wildfire smoke all the way from Canada reaching us here in Maryland. Otherwise, not as hot and humid with temperatures in the low 90s, partly cloudy with temperatures back in the mild 70s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Falston and 72 in Owings Mills at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A federal case has now been filed against a Calvert County man who was arrested in Harford County on child exploitation charges. 32-year-old Jarrell Bowman of Lusby was arrested earlier this month and charged with six counts of sexual solicitation of a minor. On Monday, a three-count federal case was filed against him, alleging child exploitation, coercion, and pornography. Bowman was initially released on a $10,000 bond, but he was taken into custody again this week. A detention hearing for Bowman is scheduled to take place today in the U.S. District Court of Maryland. And city police are investigating a shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responded to a ShotSpotter alert in the 1300 block of North Carey Street shortly after 7:30 Thursday evening and found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The 26-year-old victim was taken to a hospital for treatment, and he's listed in stable condition. And the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Baltimore Field Office recovered 307 stolen vehicles in fiscal year 2025. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 296. The Pick 4 was 7120. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off, and the Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys at Farnan and Dermer. Second half of baseball season gets underway tonight with the Orioles on the road to resume the season. They had a four-game winning streak heading into the All-Star break. Probably wanted to keep going, but nope, can't do that. Now I'll try to restart. The team will take on the Astros and run up against Jordan Alvarez in the first matchup of the three-game series tonight in Houston. First pitch at 8:10 p.m. Eastern. MLB has released its 2027 schedule, including the earliest domestic opening day in league history. Officials announced the opener set for March the 24th will feature a single game televised by Netflix. No teams have been revealed. LeBron James free agency decision is reportedly any day now. USA Today Sports reports James has all the information he needs from the teams and weighing his options. Sixers, Heat, Cavs, Warriors, Nuggets, and T-Wolves all in the mix. Meanwhile, Sixers and Wizards are waiting to see if they make the NBA Summer League playoffs. Philly and Washington finished with identical 2-2 records. Postseason will be decided after today's games as well. NHL has announced that they're expanding by two games their season. They're upping it to 84 games this year. World Cup is on Sunday. Two nations clash in the World Cup final. It'll be Lionel Messi and Argentina versus Spain. President Trump will be in attendance at East Rutherford, New Jersey, and will hand award the World Cup trophy to conclude a very successful World Cup here in the good old U.S. of A. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Executive producers Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Democrats are a no-show at a massive fraud hearing this week on Capitol Hill. Maryland's fraud industrial complex is starting to be revealed. And our top story once again is the president's, I think, crucial and important speech on foreign interference, election interference, and political election shenanigans. If you just missed tuning in and missed the first hour, we talked about the accusation. And this isn't just accusations. This is actually the CIA and FBI documents that reveal the evidence. And look, the so-called journalists, and I'm reluctant to call them journalists because the people that now work at ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, et al., CNN, MS Now, they are not journalists. They're not news people. They're political entertainers. And political advocates and activists. That's all they are. Imagine not showing the President of the United States the American people last night when he made this earth-breaking announcement as far as what has happened to our elections in the past. It's just mind-boggling, but that's where we are in today's media and the state-run drive-by media. So sad. But we have to rise above it as the American people. They discovered that nearly 300,000 non-citizens were on the rolls for federal elections in the last election cycle.
Finally, to reveal just how vulnerable our elections continue to be, we are releasing the results of a stunning investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refuse to share their voter files, the real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. Put together, these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail.
Just when you look at it, in addition to the massive Chinese voter data breach affecting 220 million U.S. voters, their massive influence campaign, which we'll get to in a moment, manipulation of voting machines, which we talked about last hour, and the complicit deep state intelligence community cover-up, what we now know, nearly 300,000 foreigners are illegally registered to vote in the country. DHS says they found 400,000 dead voters. And I think if you take a peek at Maryland's voter roll, which was one of the 18 states identified as being hacked by the Chinese, I guarantee you, you're going to find foreigners illegally registered to vote. You're going to find dead voters. You're going to find duplicate voters. But Maryland won't turn over the voter rolls. Why is that? Why would you be opposed to the Save America Act unless you wanted to commit fraud? Why would you be opposed to turning over voter rolls from a government database, and they already have your information through Social Security, through the IRS, unless you wanted to commit fraud? And we see Democrats don't even bother showing up at a fraud hearing on Capitol Hill because they are the party of fraud. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Did you see my spider picture?
I did not see it yet.
Okay, take a look at it.
We'll take a look at it.
Most of 95 is still intact, but he ate most of the guardrails right there at Camden Yards. It was on the camera lens. It just looked like one of those old movies. 95, construction underway northbound Harford County at Route 24. 76-mile marker. They block a lane through there. JFX, we're looking at you live here right at the city-county line. And no problems at all. Ruxton Road, you're clear all the way into the ramps downtown. Have not seen any issues so far at the Harbor Tunnels. Even the Beltway is running a lot lighter earlier this morning. We're still clear. We have the haze and we have the smoke, but that's about it. The ride towards Annapolis, maybe a little bit of a buildup now at I-97 at Route 32. And again, a heads up, if you're going towards the airport, there was a medic call on I-195 just off the interchange at 95 over there on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So my first question is, how did the spider get up that high?
Yeah, it's true, because that camera pole's way up there.
Yeah, the camera's way up there above 95. Secondly, maybe that's the new employee that they use to rotate the cameras.
Oh, yeah, that's
seeing as that you're constantly complaining about the cameras being not in the right position, maybe they have
Spider-Man. Maybe these
are robotic spiders that they're using to change the camera position.
Could be, Mr. Casey.
All right, just wondering out loud.
No further comment on that at this point.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hazy and smoky from the Canadian wildfires. High in the low 90s. Temperatures tonight, mid-70s. Maybe some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow to clear the air a little bit. It is air quality alert in effect. 68 in Bel Air, 73 in Dundalk. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Now, the big speech that most of the networks have refused to air last night, because that's what they do. They censor the news. They write the news in their own opinion to benefit their own. Look, most of the news rooms are now filled with Democrat Party apparatchiks, and that's the reason why they keep it from the American people. Ask yourself that question. Why are they so invested in keeping you from hearing President Trump's speech? Well, we're not here at WCBM. Here's the president saying that it looks like there were several foreign actors that were targeting him and his re-election.
As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his re-election. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working to influence the results of the U.S. midterm elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself.
Yeah, after laying all the evidence out and saying, go to the website, check it for yourself, we'll see if these so-called journalists, and they won't, it's all there. All they have to do is pour through the documents. There's probably a Pulitzer Prize in there, maybe, if somebody were actually to take the time and to go through this and actually cared about whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, the voters. There's also the Save America Act, and I think this was the Trump card. This is what he was holding back to deliver, because the stalling in the Senate, I think this will give it new impetus to get the Save America Act passed.
But I've mentioned to all Americans, I ask you to pick up your phone tomorrow, call your representatives in the House and Senate, and demand that they pass the Save America Act without delay. Together we will restore faith and confidence in our country, and we will be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Thank you. God bless you. God bless our great military. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
And after months of Democrat obstruction and uniparty procedural roadblocks in the Senate, yesterday in the House, another major victory. House Budget Committee advanced the Save and Protect America Act through the budget reconciliation process. That means you need just 50 votes and J.D. Vance in the Senate. That's the good news. The bad news is there are four Republicans that could queer the deal. They are Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, Tom Tillis. And Tillis has already announced he's a no vote. So that leaves you with three votes. You've got to have 50. There are 53 Republicans. If all four vote no, you're doomed on the Save America Act. But interesting to see what McConnell will do, since he is under the weather and in maybe asleep. Maybe he's taking medication. Maybe he doesn't vote. And therefore, Collins is in a really tough election battle in Maine. Murkowski, I think, would vote no. Tillis will vote no. So now you're down to 51 votes. The question is, what will McConnell vote at all, and what will Collins do? If we get to 50, Vance will break the tie, and we'll have the Save America Act will pass. So hit the phones, light up the phones, especially Susan Collins, tell Mitch McConnell's office that you want the Save America Act passed. Trump administration has announced an investigation of 75 truck driver schools suspected of helping non-citizens, a.k.a. illegal aliens, obtain their commercial driver licenses. They must be shut down. They are a danger to every American on the road today. Longtime White House teleprompter operator suspended amid shocking allegations of profiting off President Trump's speeches on the Kalshi prediction market. A technical assistant, Gabriel Perez, assistant to the president, has been operating Trump's teleprompter for 10 years. The question is, how long has he been profiting off these speeches? And they just caught him because he got greedy and started making changes in mid-speeches. So he's on unpaid administrative leave. And a former Marine who has gone completely unhinged and now a congressional candidate in Florida. His name is William Lintang Upham. He's been arrested in Florida by a local sheriff after calling for the president's assassination. I think there's a big degree of mental illness there as well. All right, there you have it. 544 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
I have more of the president's speech from last night, and we'll get to Maryland's industrial complex coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But I want to tell you about Dr. Melissa Segev and her wonderful team at Audiology Associates, with 10 locations in the Baltimore Metro to serve you. Again, I've often said that some of us get our physicals done once a year, once every 2 years, or you check in with your doctor once or twice a year. We get our vision tested usually every year or every 2 years or so, but we ignore our hearing, and I think it's at our own peril. So if you're having hearing issues, whether it's ears clogged by wax or some other problem, then get it checked out at Audiology Associates. But I also think you should start getting your hearing tested, have a benchmark hearing test done at Audiology Associates. You know exactly where your hearing is today. Even if your hearing is good, go get it tested, and that way you have a benchmark, you have something to compare it to should there be any kind of hearing loss. So they have got all the modern equipment. They take a gentle, empathetic approach. They helped my wife recently with a bout of tinnitus that she had a couple of years ago, and thank God now everything is fine. But it is something that I think we all should take more seriously, is our hearing. Imagine losing the ability to hear your favorite show, or your spouse, or your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren. It's nature itself. It really leads to isolation as we get older, and even signs of early dementia in certain medical studies. So call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, or go online, aaiaudiology.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, an update with Mammoth Johnson.
Beltway still looks good. No issues there. We just made a quick check. All the data shows us in the green, even towards the area of the Bay Bridge. Other than the smoke and the haze and all that stuff, everybody's open there, both the east and westbound on the bridge, and really not even seeing the morning buildup so far along I-97 southbound right there at Route 32. No delays, all clear, haze and smoke at both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction has one lane taken away, and they work during the rush hour northbound I-95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hazy, smoky Canadian wildfire, again, drifting here to their neighbors to the south. Low 90s today, and the overnight temperatures in the mid-70s, and hopefully scattered showers tomorrow through the area might clear the air a little bit, and give us, because it's pretty thick. It was at least this morning. Right now, 77 in Annapolis with an air quality alert. And 77 in Ocean City as well. We'll talk about President Trump also revealing that the Chinese, the CCP, bought off U.S. businesses, U.S. reporters, and also going off on NBC and ABC after refusing to cover the address as well.
This document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the President of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. President and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world.
Yeah, just amazing. I think that those outlets, those media outlets, newspapers, television stations at all, podcasters, they should be named and shamed if they took Chinese money during an election cycle. I know that our good friend Natalie Winters are probably more than happy to take that project on because she does amazing work there with the Chinese threat. President Trump also talked about the cyber threat. And remember, this was the Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, and Chris Krebs that proclaimed this the most secure election in history. It was exactly the opposite.
This is a cyber threat aimed at the very heart of our democracy. Many people have questioned whether it could actually be possible to electronically manipulate vote totals or change election results on these terrible machines. Today, we are releasing documents that show the CIA obtained reporting of a specific plot to do a big number in favor of the corrupt Maduro regime in Venezuela. And that's exactly what happened, conspiring to digitally rig their own country's elections in 2020. And that's what they did. This reporting included precise details about methods to regime develop to digitally alter vote totals in ways that could not be detected even with an audit, no matter how deep they went. This intelligence underscores why we must take urgent action to ensure that our own system can never, ever be hacked or compromised like it was in the past.
Now, I'm very interested in what he just said for a number of reasons. One is it seems to me what he's saying, and I've not looked at the document yet on the White House website. I plan to do that after the show today. But is that, did the CIA have the technology to be able to manipulate that Venezuelan election? Or did somebody else have that technology, was using it to get the desired result? We do know that there have been Venezuelan agents that have testified that they wanted to use this technology on the American election process. So I'm most interested to see what the investigation will show with that. Because if you can get in, hack a machine, and leave no trace whatsoever that you were there, that is, to me, completely undermines any kind of election security that we might have and needs to stop immediately. So I think we should go back to square one. Until we can protect our elections, we should go strictly to paper ballots that are watermarked, that you can't manufacture them outside of official vendors. And if the paper ballot is not watermarked properly, it does not count. Or get spit out, and then you can go back and check it. Voter ID, photo ID, citizenship must be proven of all voters. Look, the Iraqis. I remember the purple finger. That's how they proved that that was their voter ID. I don't know if we're going to do purple fingers again, but it's certainly something worth talking about. So I don't expect the political activists at these alleged newspapers and channels to do any of this work, but somebody will. Somebody will look at this. I mean, Catherine Herridge, I think, would be a great. Lara Logan would be another great one. I mean, there's so many really good folks out there in the independent media now that are that could take a look at this, and somebody will break this story wide open, because I do think that our election system needs repair. I hate to say fix, because it's already fixed. So it does need to be repaired, and so that we can once again have confidence when we vote for our president, for our governor, for members of Congress, that our vote actually counts. Remember, it's not it's not the vote that counts, it's who counts the votes. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Baltimore field office recovered 307 stolen vehicles in fiscal year 2025. Officials say that represents a 23% increase over the previous year. The stolen vehicles, with a collective value of $14.5 million, were said to be exported overseas. The Baltimore field office covers an area that spans from Trenton, New Jersey to the Virginia-North Carolina state line. Officials say the most expensive vehicles recovered included a 2024 Lamborghini Urus valued at nearly $270,000 and a 2021 Bentley Bentayga Speed worth more than $249,000. And Marylanders, frustrated by rising costs and a growing list of taxes and fees, are organizing around a new effort they say is aimed at making the state more affordable, as a new poll ranks Maryland's economy near the bottom nationally. A new CNBC poll ranks Maryland's economy as the second worst in the country. Marylanders, frustrated by rising costs and a growing list of taxes and fees, are continuing to organize a new effort they say aimed at making the state more affordable. Investigators fear a Baltimore man has fled the area with a 14-year-old girl after he admitted to having a relationship with the juvenile. Alex Pinto, 20, of Baltimore, is wanted on several criminal counts, including sex abuse of a minor, two sex offense-related charges, and second-degree assault. A warrant was issued for his arrest on April 10, 2026. And an officer-involved shooting case from last December in West Baltimore has been thrown out after a judge said police used excessive force. On December 16, 2025, around 7:57 p.m., detectives were monitoring CCTV cameras when they saw suspected narcotics activity near North Charles and East 21st Streets. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor accident reported on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. And, of course, anything there is just going to add to the heavy traffic already for that traffic coming over from I-95 and then eventually going around towards the ramps at Route 29. There had been a minor incident on the other side of the Potomac River Bridge at the American Legion Bridge leaving Montgomery County. I'm looking at it live. Whatever was there is on the shoulder now, and the pace is actually pretty good, leaving the Maryland line across the bridge at the Potomac and pretty good shape right now, eventually heading around to the Dulles Access Road and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, another hazy and smoky day, courtesy of that wildfire smoke all the way from Canada reaching us here in Maryland. Otherwise, not as hot and humid with temperatures in the low 90s. Partly cloudy with temperatures back in the mild 70s tonight. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. The Orioles have returned from their summer break to take on the Houston Astros in Houston tonight. They resume the season. The team dueling Jordan Alvarez and Astros in the first matchup of the three-game series. Birds hoping to extend their four-game winning streak, which they had started with the Royals right before the break. MLB releasing its 2027 schedule, including the earliest domestic opening day in league history. The opener will be set for March 24th. We just don't know who the opponents are going to be, and that will be exclusively on Netflix. Got to pay extra. LeBron James' free agency decision reportedly imminent any day now. He'll choose between the Sixers, the Miami Heat, Cavs, Warriors, Nuggets, and Timberwolves are still in the mix there. Sixers and Wizards are still battling for their NBA Summer League playoff lives. Both finished 2-2 records, and they'll be decided after today's games. Caps losing one of their forwards to the Blues in free agency. St. Louis signed Connor McMichael yesterday, 6-year deal worth almost $7 million per season. The NHL also announced they are going to expand to 84 games this year. World Cup finals on Sunday at East Rutherford, New Jersey. Lionel Messi and Argentina score off against Lamine Yamal's Spain squad from New Jersey. Messi and his side came back against England with two late goals to advance. President Trump's going to be there handing out the World Cup trophy on Sunday. Jackson Super sitting atop the leaderboard following the first round of the Open at Royal Birkdale in England. Super shot a 565 to begin the tournament. Daniel Brown and Sungjae Im are tied for second at 4 under par. NASCAR has the second last round of the NASCAR Cup Series in-season challenge taking place on Sunday. The field squares off in the Window World 450 from North Wilkesboro Speedway. Ryan Blaney will try to build on his Quaker State 400 victory last weekend. Of course, he sits third in the standings while Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick make up the top three. Ty Gibbs and Chase Elliott round out the top five. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, we need a contestant this morning for Choose Your Fake News. If you'd like to match wits with the panel, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Do it right now. Give us a call and reserve your spot. Chance to win some WCBM merchandise. Well, we have seen, going back to Doge, with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Of course, Vivek left, and of course, there's a lot of They never promised the $1 trillion in fraud, but I think it's out there. We just we need a better way of getting to it. And of course, Doge was excoriated and vilified and demonized by the state-run drive-by media because, let's face it, this is part of how this is part of the Democrat power base. Is creating these state agencies and these federal agencies to create a dependent class of voters that continues to vote in. It's like hard running against Santa Claus. You're promising free goods when you're handing out stuff. And then, of course, the level of fraud, I do believe, if we could ever get to the bottom of it, we could probably retire our national debt within a period of maybe 10 to 15 years. But we've learned, remember the Leering Center out in Minnesota with the Somalis? And again, now a woman just actually pleaded guilty. And to ripping off the federal government of $5 million in Minnesota. She should be naming names as who enabled her, what politicians greased the skids for her, et cetera, as part of any deal before she gets jail time. California's had fraud issues, Maine, Ohio, and now we learn from Spotlight on Maryland, Patrick Hoff at Fox 45 and Sinclair doing a great job, that we have our own issues here in the state of Maryland. Government agencies continue to send hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars through Medicaid to Maryland-based companies that in many cases already carried warning signs, including massive tax debts, lawsuits, neglect findings, and federal investigations. Hoff recently identified one company called Hope Found. They have collected $29 million in taxpayer-funded Medicaid payments between 2020 and 2024. Now, they have not been charged or accused of any wrongdoing and not been found guilty of Medicaid fraud, but they do owe a significant tax debt of nearly $2 million. And Hoff had a conversation with the owner of Hope Found, Emmanuel Ajong Kuma, and this is how that exchange went.
Do you have plans to pay that off?
No, we have not paid taxes.
You're not paying taxes?
Yes, I'm not paying shit to nobody.
Can you confirm to me that you owe $1.85 million in taxes to the federal government?
That's not true, sir. That's not true.
It's not true?
Yeah, that's not true.
Well, that's what the court records show. Have you paid it off in the past?
No, I don't owe that money, sir.
And you don't have any plans to pay your taxes? You're saying you don't pay taxes at all?
Zero. Trump doesn't pay taxes. I don't pay taxes. Why should I pay?
Yeah. Sounds like, to me, an immigrant to this country that is now taking advantage, much like the Somalis did. So we've seen that in multiple cities, California as well. A month-long Spotlight on Maryland investigation identified roughly a dozen Maryland-based home care providers billing Washington, D.C.'s Medicaid program after collectively receiving hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars while carrying out significant tax liens, facing labor and malpractice lawsuits, operating from seemingly vacant offices. Sound familiar? Again, these are all serious allegations. And we are hearing now from this one company owed nearly $2 billion, as you just heard. And the executive director of the State Financial Officers Foundation, his name is O.J. Aleka, he says this is textbook fraud.
But when you think about the idea of fraud, particularly as it relates to Medicaid fraud, if there are companies that repeatedly owe and owe and owe, it's likely because they're getting their money in a fraudulent way and they don't exactly want to pay their taxes the right way. Again, you can't put fraud on a W-2.
Do you think that shows a broken system?
This is what we say when there is a culture of fraud. And this is what we say when this is a feature of the system, not a bug. It's an example of the fraud industrial complex.
Yeah. So, as I said, I suspected when they started looking at Minnesota, I said, let's look at Maryland, and now Spotlight on Maryland is doing just that. I think this is tip of the iceberg. I think it's much worse than it actually is. Parker Thayer is an investigator at the Capital Research Center. And, by the way, the home care Medicaid fraud that they've identified so far is largely in Montgomery and Prince George's County. No word on Baltimore City yet. But Thayer is saying that the home care Medicaid is particularly difficult for government to oversee because it's conducted in personal residences instead of medical facilities.
This looks exactly like what we've seen in California, in Minneapolis, in Columbus. The whole program has exploded. There are more companies and more patients and more providers than ever before, and they're billing more money than ever before, largely because it's the word has gotten out that this program is just another easy way to get money and that there's basically no oversight.
Yeah, and that's something that Wes Moore and the Democrats ought to be concerned about at the state level. All those nonprofits, or 8,000 nonprofits, many of them basically owe back taxes. Many of them, I think, are defrauding the state, just as we're seeing these dozen or so companies that have been identified are defrauding the federal government here in the state of Maryland, and they need to be held accountable until those people start going to jail. And you make them pay back every cent that they are ripped off until you start making a example out of these individuals. They're going to continue to think they get away with it. And some people are hit-and-run artists. You know, they'll set up shop for just a couple of years, and they'll make several million dollars, bank the money, and leave the state or leave the country. And they've we got to put a stop to this, because they have people that desperately need this money aren't getting it, and Democrats don't care. It's clear to me Democrats could care less about tax fraud, about Medicaid, Medicare fraud, Social Security fraud, or voter fraud. They are the party of fraud, as I've said repeatedly. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Just spotted a wreck, just kind of cruising around, looking at different cameras, and came up on this wreck. Appears to be on the ramp. I think I have the right angle here of where the camera is. It looks like it's on the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go south onto the BW Parkway, blocking the very end of the ramp with the fire department there. So some traffic is getting by, but it's a very quick move onto the area. So right there, until we can confirm everything, what it looks like, that's where the accident appears. We'll get some more information. So right there at 295 and the Beltway southwest side, be prepared for that. The only other issue right now is the construction zone, and they work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Summer driving could be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Before you go, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hazy and smoky from the wildfires up north, low 90s today, mid-70s tonight. Scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day tomorrow. Right now, air quality alert in effect, 73 in Middle River, 75 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Doug in Jessup is our contestant. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to go first.
First?
My man.
Yeah. I trust my own judgment. I don't know why, but I do.
That's all right. I mean, that's right. Good. It's good having confidence in your selection, unlike Chuck. So.
Man.
Story number one.
Consider the source where that just came from.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Story number one. Netflix has sparked a national uproar by refusing to show Gone with the Wind, the 1939 epic historical romantic film set in the 1800s. And of course, it won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, highest grossing film of all time when adjusted for inflation. The reason why, Netflix says, it's a 1939 Civil War epic known for its racism. To read more about Black Lives in America, you should search Black Lives Matter. Story two, United Airlines preparing for customers who may object to flying into an airport named for President Donald J. Trump. And reservation agents have been authorized to move those passengers to Fort Lauderdale or Miami without charging any more for their airfares. And story three, a group of scientists in Poland and Czech Republic have now come out with a study. Cannibalism is harmful to populations who practice it.
Well, for heaven's sake.
In a statement, the researchers say, we looked at the human body as a potential source of food, analyzing both energy gains and hidden costs. From a caloric perspective, a person turns out to be just an average meal.
Have them over for dinner tonight.
With some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
That's it.
Is it story one, Netflix won't show Gone with the Wind. Story two, United Airlines will let passengers avoid Trump Airport and switch for free. Or story three, cannibalism is not good. That's a good new research.
So tasty, too.
Just like candy.
There's a whole new meaning to the term finger sandwiches.
Oh!
You knuckle under.
All right, we'll start with Doug.
All right, anybody who thinks cannibalism isn't good never met my family.
Think about that one.
All right, better keep that to the attorney when he calls.
Doug, were you in the original The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah. I was in The Hills Have Ears.
Oh, my. He's telling a lot more stuff here.
I think I'm going to go with number two.
All right. Doug goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, this is a hard one. It could all be true. But I think, as strange as it sounds, I think number two is the least likely to be true. So right. They also say two.
Kristen also goes with story number two. Chuckles?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for two. Maggie?
How can I disagree? Number two.
Maggie true. Also goes for story number two. Number three, researchers say cannibalism is not good for you. That is a true story. Story number two. Everybody voted for story number two. United Airlines will let passengers avoid Trump Airport and switch to others for free. That is 100% true.
Stop it!
Yeah.
We all TDS. Suck.
Airlines are allowing TDS.
Yep. Story one is our fake news story of the day. Gone with the Wind is still being shown, but with massive disclaimers at Netflix. Geez. So there you have it. So United Airlines, keep that in mind as you
call
fly.
History and correct
the not-so-friendly skies of United. All right, Doug, thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that anyway. Thanks
again.
Let me
tell you something.
All right.
Mommy.
Is the spider gone yet?
Oh, Rhett. Oh, Mr. Rhett.
Where should I go? What should I do? Don't tell me that.
Frankly, Chuck, we don't give a damn.
I was waiting for you to say it, Mr. Casey. I set you up.
Yes, you did. You're always
such a good team.
You're always setting me up.
Yes, it is. We're like a good team of mules.
That's
we
right.
We pull the wagon together.
That's right. If you're not the lead mule, the scenery never changes.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not. Maggie's thinking about that one.
She's thinking the whole thing. Stinking. Oh, thinking. I thought
you
she's thinking.
Stink. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Bye.
Appreciate that. If you are thinking about remodeling your kitchen, let me tell you about Elegant Kitchen and Design. I want you to go see my good buddy Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design. They have got an incredible showroom there of all the cabinets you'd want for your kitchen, all laid out. You can pick and choose what you want in your kitchen. And then, of course, for countertops, they have got the granite, the quartz, the quartzite. They've got it all there as well, of every type of figure and shape for your kitchen. And best of all, they make it affordable as well. So you get quality craftsmanship, affordable pricing at Elegant Kitchen and Design. The showroom is on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Or if you want more information, check out their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com, and tell them I sent you.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
A lot of folks wanting to get here the show this morning. Mark says McConnell's probably dead. It's Biden 2.0. We need to get him an auto pen. I really think they're carving it up until after August 3rd to stop a special election. It's so hypocritical the Republicans do exactly what we are complaining about the Democrats doing with Biden. Why are all the politicians so freaking dishonest and slimy? Well, it's a part of the profession for not all, but most. John says, Sean, I did watch and listen to the president's speech last night. Appalled at the NBC-ABC reluctance to air his speech. Obviously, reinforces the idea on how biased these networks are. Country's a mess. Fraud is celebrated. We're in the path of destruction. What a shame. And he's right about that. This is John from Whiteford. Republicans count votes. Democrats count ballots. That's why they'll never give up on mail-in ballots. They can manufacture more ballots that way. They then can add the number they need to win each race. That is an astute observation on John's part. This is another texter saying that Slotkin, we refer to Senator Slotkin earlier this morning, is CIA, if I'm not mistaken. You're right. former intelligence should never hold public office. Spanberger in Virginia. You know who she was roommates with? Mikey Sherrill of the governor of New Jersey. And they both pretty much ran the exact same campaign. I'm wondering if this is the CIA plot to wrest control away from the president. Let's run former operatives as and get them, you know, in the feeder system. So you've got Slotkin, you've got Spanberger. Sherrill was military. I don't think she was CIA, but I just think it's interesting that we have all these spooks now running for office. 7:53. And the latest on traffic and weather on the threes, once again with Lug Nuts Johnson. Good morning, sir.
Morning. The accident here at the ramp at 295 and the Beltway over on the southwest side. Now the end of the ramp is open. The accident vehicles are kind of in the grass at that location. So heads up if you're coming off the Beltway onto the Parkway and you're coming down the Parkway as well through that area. There's definitely some activity at that point. And again, I just can't tell from the camera angle. It looks to me it's the ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go south on the Parkway, but not quite sure. So overall, just in general, right there at that junction, be careful with some flashing lights in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hazy, smoky from those Canadian wildfires, highs in the low 90s today, mid-70s for the lows tonight, and then maybe some rain tomorrow to wash things out a little bit. Boy, do we need that. It's 74 in Glen Burnie under air quality alert, 74 in downtown Baltimore. And I just want to review, if you will, again, the options that we have going into this election cycle. Of course, we do know that we have, again, Westmore, who has now created a pattern of embellishment. When you can't tell the truth about your own military career, when you can't tell the truth, you know, about so many different things, and you've got to embellish your resume for national ambition, when you spend so much time campaigning out of state while Maryland continues to burn, then it pretty much tells you that where his priorities lie. And it's not with us. They already got a pound of flesh out of us last election cycle, or last year, I should say, and it's coming up again this year. We're going to face massive sales tax increases unless, of course, we make a change in leadership there, Dan Cox versus Wes Moore. But the Democrat Party itself has been, let's face it, infiltrated and taken over by first the radical progressives, otherwise known as the American Marxist Movement. They've been infiltrated by Islamic fundamentalists, like Ilhan Omar, racist Rashida Tlaib et al. They've also been infiltrated by a number of anti-Semites. How bad is it? Tell me how bad it is. Over 100 Democrats voted to cut out aid to Israel as the House Republicans did defeat the measure. I was looking at the list. I don't think I saw any of the Maryland Democrats vote with the with the other Democrats there regarding cutting off his aid to Israel. But we'll go back and check just to be sure. But initial review says none of them were. But that's, think about it. That's nearly half of the Democrat representation in Congress voting no aid to Israel. I understand people may have disagreements with the Israeli government and so on and so forth, but they have been a staunch ally in the Middle East for decades now and have helped us on a number, sharing intelligence from Mossad and helping us with Iran. So they have been a good ally, and I think they probably could stand on their own, but at the same time, they're sending a message. The party's been taken over, let's face it. You see what happens at the Ivy League schools with some of the rabid anti-Semitism. You got all these Palestinian activists out there, the people that just want to deny what happened in Gaza, of course, is going after Israel. And now the Democrats have basically welcomed fraud into their midst. They didn't show up the other day at the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. Dais was empty of Democrats. The hearing was exposing fraud in America. And again, this benefits Democrats, Republicans, independents. If we're being defrauded, that means tax dollars aren't getting to the recipients that it needs to go to. Senator Gary Peters, the ranking member of the committee, was the only Democrat present for the hearing's opening statements. And once they gaveled it in, he took off. And the only people left on the dais were Republicans. So here, knowing that, and again, you have to question yourself, why wouldn't you be concerned with exposing fraud in America unless you were A, engaging in it, or B, encouraging it? And I think it's probably both in this particular case. Same fear here in Maryland. Look at the nonprofit fraud that we've talked about here at great length. Look at the state agencies. Look at the Department of Human Services, Department of Juvenile Services, State Highway, the Maryland Unemployment, and so many other state agencies that have been rife with fraud and or inefficiency and incompetency. Again, this is make work for Democrat voters and Democrat constituents. And again, the taxpayers of Maryland and the federal taxpayers are left holding the bag. So we have a party that really doesn't care about getting to the bottom of fraud. And they certainly don't care about voter fraud. That's obvious now, because that's how they've been able to win some of these elections. And I'm not saying every election, don't get me wrong, but I do think the 3 November 2020 was stolen. I do think I've seen Senate seats stolen in Georgia with Ossoff and Warnock. We've seen in the swing states with massive mail-in ballot fraud in Detroit, Michigan, in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, in Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on and on and on it goes. Again, this is now this whole thing with COVID. The mail-in ballot was the worst. Look, there's so many countries that banned it. France, they don't even allow mail-in ballots, and they can get their results done in a single day. Think about that. But just saying, how can other countries seem backwards to the United States? How can they do it, and we can't? Because this is the only thing that keeps the Democrat Party relevant today. Keeps them within striking distance of power. And guess what? It's just not the Democrats, folks. It's the uniparty Republicans as well. It's these center-left moderate Republicans, these rhinos like Thune, McConnell, Tillis, Collins, Murkowski, et al. That continues to allow these kinds of shenanigans to go unchecked. President Trump had enough, and he's going to put a stop to it, and it started last night with this crucial election speech. Coming up next, Baltimore Sun reporter Amanda Ibrahim is going to join us to talk about her latest.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. U.S. Central Command says military targets were in the crosshairs as Iran was attacked once again overnight. The Iranians, though, say infrastructure, including roads and bridges, were taken out. President Trump has released previously classified election-related information.
President Trump addressed the nation Thursday night and released newly declassified intelligence that points to foreign interference in the 2020 election.
Over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files.
The president spoke from the East Room of the White House. Willie Nelson, Washington.
And Communist China denies interfering in the U.S. elections. From the Midwest to the East, a smoky haze hangs over millions of Americans this morning.
In addition to record-degree heat, parts of the Northeast have been dealing with smoke coming down from Canada. The New York City skyline covered in haze across the river in New Jersey. Many towns closing local pools because of the toxic air. Baseball games canceled along with golf play, also a scratch. AccuWeather says the new weather pattern will bring with it cooler, less humid air, but that the smoke from the wildfires in south-central Canada will remain an issue until it rains. The air quality index is poor, so people are urged to close their windows and stay inside. Laura Winters reports.
Texas authorities have rescued hundreds of stranded motorists and people trapped in homes. At least two people have died because of catastrophic flooding. This in a region still recovering from devastating floods a year ago. Stock futures sharply lower on Wall Street. Dow futures down 287 points. NASDAQ futures off 495. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And both the Harbor tunnels are still clear. No issues. 95 and 895, both directions are clear at both of the Harbor tunnels right now. 95 north in Harford County. That delay is construction related. They work during the rush hour northbound on 95 at Route 24. The accident at the ramp at 695 and the BW Parkway is now confined into the grass, and the ramp is back open, pretty much back to normal right now through that area. A little bit of a slowdown now on the Beltway on the outer loop. If you're coming south from that stretch at Liberty Road and you're working your way down towards Route 40, don't see anything in the roadway, but it got a little bit more filled in right through there. We're still clear on the outer loop at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hazy and smoky day, courtesy of that wildfire smoke all the way from Canada reaching us here in Maryland. Otherwise, not as hot and humid with temperatures in the low 90s, partly cloudy with temperatures back in the mild 70s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Hampstead and 78 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that questions continue to mount over the $228,000 water bill tied to one Northeast Baltimore home. The homeowner says the account covers water service for dozens of properties, and yet the debt remains attached to just one address. On Thursday, Fox 45 went door-to-door in the Springwood Estates, where residents described a decades-old billing system that they say has left one family unfairly responsible for debt accumulated by an entire neighborhood. And the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit Thursday against Maryland, challenging its state laws that provide in-state tuition and financial assistance to undocumented immigrants. This lawsuit is the 13th filed to challenge in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants, according to officials. The DOJ alleges that the state laws unconstitutionally discriminate against citizens who are not given the same reduced tuition or scholarships, make incentives for illegal immigration, and reward undocumented illegals with benefits that citizens aren't eligible for. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 296, the pick 4, 7120. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off, and Sign On Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer. Birds on the road to resume the second half of their campaign to try to remain relevant and drive for a playoff spot. They're on the road against Houston Astros in Houston. The team will duel Yordan Alvarez and the first matchup of a three-game series. Birds hoping to extend their four-game winning streak. They have to do it without the services of Blaze Alexander, who was placed on a 10-day injured list as expected yesterday. In replacing Alexander, the Birds called up corner infielder Christian Encarnacion Strand. He is at AAA Norfolk's top hitter since the Orioles acquired him from the Reds back in a cash trade in April. Encarnacion Strand is hitting .273 with .863 on-base percentage, 17 homers in 61 games for the Tides. Ravens news, especially when it comes to the injury on Nnamdi Madubuike. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta said, quote, "I think everything looks to be pointed in the right direction, but you're talking about a different type of injury, a different type of circumstance." He goes, "I'm excited about where Nnamdi is, and I think we'll have more information in the coming weeks that we can share with you." He hasn't spoken to reporters since suffering a season-ending neck injury in the second week of last year. World Cup final is going to be this Sunday, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Argentina and Spain will clash, and President Trump will be on hand to watch the game and hand out the World Cup to the winner in what has been deemed the most watched, most successful World Cup in history. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, Casey and Company. It's Friday morning. Let's check in with our partners over at the Baltimore Sun. Joining us on our newsmaker hotline is reporter Mena Ibrahim. Good morning, Mena.
Hi, good morning.
You've written a number of articles. I want to at least touch on some of these. And most recently, of course, the redistricting special session that is scheduled now at the beginning of August. And it is... it is interesting because it's not being called for this special session for the structural deficit or any of the financial issues that are confronting Maryland, but instead this is all about the redistricting that Governor Moore wants, and at one point Senate President Bill Ferguson didn't want, but obviously he's had a change of heart, hasn't he?
Yes, it does seem like Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Jocelyn Penny Melnick are the ones that announced it, so yeah.
Yeah, and I think Senate President Ferguson, I think now that he's unencumbered by any kind of election challenges now, and of course they're saying that it involves the Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Act and others. But do we know how much this is actually going to cost taxpayers? Why couldn't they get this done during the regular session? Why now we have to meet for another 3 or 4 days? And any idea what the costs are?
Yeah, we're actually looking into that right now at the Baltimore Sun, but we don't have an exact figure. DLS seems kind of unsure, and so that's kind of what we're looking into now. But there's no exact number about how much it will cost, and it does sound like they're saying the reason that this didn't happen during the actual session is because of the legal ramifications that would have come out of it that Bill Ferguson was worried about, but now as a result of the actions by the federal government, they feel like that is enough reason to go back and see if redistricting is something Maryland should act on now.
You know, they're not just talking about drawing maps in this particular case. They're actually wanting to change or amend the state constitution, which is a whole different argument. So this would not affect anything this year, but the future, right?
Yeah, totally. So this doesn't present a new map. It instead puts a referendum on your ballots in November to make it so Marylanders get to vote on whether or not future legislatures would get to change the maps beyond the census data that we receive every 10 years.
Yeah, so again, we'll have to wait and see how that that happens here in the first week in August. You also wrote a piece on Cyclospora, this bug that has been you know, making everybody sick in multiple states. And there's a new update since the last article, I think, that you wrote. What can you tell us about how it is impacting us here in Maryland?
Yeah, so this week, cases have nearly doubled since last week. So now in Maryland, there's almost 70 cases of cyclosporiasis, which is like the, for lack of better terms, the explosive diarrhea parasite that is affecting people. People are really warning about lettuce and berries and things like that, and pushing folks to shop more at farmers markets and local areas to avoid it. It is one of those things that is obviously treatable with an antibiotic, but it doesn't seem like a lot of folks are aware that this might be something they have. And so it seems like the CDC and the Maryland Department of Health think that cases have doubled because more people are learning about what this is and going to their doctors asking if this is what they have and testing positive. So that's where we're at right now.
Now, I read that it was suspected to be bagged lettuce that was being used, or Taco Bell or something. And can you know anything more about that?
Yeah, it does seem like in five states, the lettuce that was given to Taco Bell was part of the reason people were getting the parasite. Obviously, it's not exclusive to Taco Bell. So if you are buying fresh produce, fresh lettuce specifically, public health experts are warning that you should be washing it very carefully and peeling off the first few layers before you consume it. Maybe stay away from bagged lettuce and bagged spinach and produce at this time as well.
All right, more with Mena Ibrahim of the Baltimore Sun coming up in just a second. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
And both the Harbor Tunnels are still running just fine. No problems there. 95, Russell Street, 395, right at Camden Yards. The lanes are good. We're looking at the Sky Ramp there, leaving downtown with the lanes open. Beltway on the west side, that's the one area that's just a little bit slow. And it's right around I-70 down through Route 40. And then once you clear Edmondson Avenue and Frederick Road, all the lanes are open as you're heading south, eventually towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast, hazy, smoky, Canadian wildfire stuff still affecting us here in the Baltimore Metro. High in the low 90s today. Tonight, overnight lows in the mid 70s. And tomorrow, scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day as well. Right now, we're looking, again, air quality alert is still in effect for out the, throughout the Baltimore Metro here today. And we're looking at, we're at 77 degrees in Ocean City, 75 in Severn. On our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim. And I know you've been doing some deep dives in some of these districts as a result of the election, the primary election results. What have you discovered in some of these districts? It looks like some of these candidates, especially on the Democrat side, won their races very easily, in fact, in a dominating fashion.
Yeah, I've looked into precinct data, specifically like neighborhood-by-neighborhood data in Baltimore City, the Bill Ferguson, Bobby LePin race. That race was very interesting. Bill Ferguson obviously won, not nearly, but he did win. But Bobby LePin's wins revealed a lot about the geographics and politics of Baltimore City. It does look like Bill Ferguson's win is very rooted in like historic Baltimore City neighborhoods that are generally have been generally underfunded, predominantly black and brown neighborhoods, specifically like the Cherry Hill, Westport, Lakeland areas, whereas Bobby LePin won or narrowly lost in a lot of these newer waterfront precincts stretching from Kansas, Upper South Point, Federal Hill, the Baltimore Peninsula, things like that. So that was kind of what was revealed to me looking into that race specifically.
Any grip or grasp yet on why voter turnout was so low for both Democrats and Republicans this election cycle?
Yeah, it's still super unclear. This is one of the lowest turnouts that Maryland has had in recent history. It's the lowest we've had in the past 2 years, for sure. Only about 19% of registered voters actually came out to cast a ballot on the primary day. And obviously, Maryland is one of those states where unaffiliated voters are ineligible to participate, but it still is not reflected in these numbers. And so we're still unsure. It seems like political analysts seem to think that there wasn't a ton of competition, like drawing folks out in these primaries, and a lot of people are simply uneducated or unconcerned about primary specifically mattering. So I think we will see, it seems like they seem to think that we will see a much higher turnout come November, but still unclear on why it was so low.
Any evidence that the ballot fiasco had anything to do with voter apathy?
Yeah, it doesn't seem as though, per what we're hearing at the Baltimore Sun, but some policy analysts seem to think the confusion may have not deterred folks, but kind of caused some confusion about what exactly to do, but it doesn't seem like there's any direct causation or correlation here from what we know.
Very good. Mena Ibrahim, Baltimore Sun reporter, thanks for joining us here on our Newsmaker Hotline. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a great weekend. That's Mena Ibrahim. You can read her at BaltimoreSun.com. A number of articles here over the last week or so. And I just, this whole redistrict, I would love to see the actual costs of what they're saying, $5,000 a day. Does anybody believe that? I mean, again, apparently the legislators don't get paid because they get paid a salary already, whether they're in special session or not. But they do get paid per diem, they get for meals, and they do get overnight accommodations. And then you got to bring back all the security and the staff, the legislative staff. They get paid, I think, I would have to think, I think it would cost much more than $5,000. I've heard anywhere between $5,000 and $50,000 a day. Maybe we'll ask former delegate Nino Mangione that when he joins us in about 15 minutes or so here on the program. He's going to join us to talk about the DOJ is suing the state of Maryland over in-state tuition for illegal aliens, and that poll that hit us like a ton of bricks this week, and that is the Maryland's economy second worst in the nation. And meanwhile, the governor took the news in stride out of state in South Carolina. Who knows where he's going this weekend? I'll get Kristen. She watches his public schedule on a regular basis. We'll find out where he's going today and over the weekend as well. Joining us now is Vinny Steo. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
And Friday indeed. It's a hazy, smoky Friday, but we're still getting through it. So we've been talking over the past couple months about questions home sellers have when they call into your office. So What are home sellers asking about this summer?
You know, Sean, they're asking a variety of questions, which we love. We're here as a resource to help our customers weed through all the options, pick the best one that may be right for their particular situation. Mostly right now, we're getting questions about timing and selling as is versus investing some money to get a higher price.
Yeah, selling to one of those investors you see on TV or even to your company sounds really easy, but it does come at a cost, right?
Yep, that's right, Sean. You know, we've been seeing these offers from the TV personalities, and they're averaging right now about 60, maybe 70% of full value. So anybody thinking of a quick cash offer may want to at least investigate our Fix It to Sell program if you're interested in getting the most money possible.
Yeah, and I know based on our conversations that you've recently increased the amount of money available that sellers can access.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. And with no upfront cost, they can access up to $50,000 and pay nothing until the home closes. And there's really no limit as to what they could use the money for, whether it's a new kitchen or just paint and flooring. It's really up to them. They could even use their own contractors in order to save a bunch of money. We had somebody recently that used the money for temporary housing. So they moved out, did the repairs, staged a home, and got it sold immediately. And on average, you know, we're seeing our customers get returns of 3 times of what they invested. So you invest like $30,000 of our money, and you get $90,000 back. So plus, you know, a home that's repaired and also staged, you know, they spend 73% less time on the market before they sell. So if you think your home is worth more than what an investor or a real estate agent is telling you, call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And, of course, always on VinnyCO.com.
Always great. Thanks, Vinny. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, Sean. Thanks so much.
That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515 or at VinnySteele.com. And make sure you tell Vinny and his agents that I told you to call.
Since you invoked my name, can I I'll answer your question
real quick? Yes, please.
We do have Governor Moore scheduled for today. There is an event on it. There's one event. He's actually going to do something today in state. At 11 a.m., Governor Moore will deliver remarks at the Maryland National Guard swearing-in ceremony to celebrate the 250th birthday of America at 11 a.m. Downtown. So he'll probably, that would be a reason for him to bring up his military service and No One Left Behind, and he'll make it all about himself. That would be my prediction. But and then as far as the weekend, I don't know yet, because they usually send out the schedule in like the 5 p.m. hour in the evening for the next day. So,
right, well, at least he's in Maryland.
But so he's doing one whole event. So that's right. Like the first event of the whole, yeah. At least a week.
Yeah, at least a week. He hasn't been safe for the entire time.
He's really, a hard worker.
He's really concerned about the state of of Maryland, isn't he? All right, thanks, Kristen. 823 traffic weather on the once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Go stand on the south side of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and watch the U-Haul trucks going across.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Heading towards Springfield, turn left, Richmond, see you later. Adios. There is a state highway truck setting up some work here on 702 northbound as you're heading up to the Beltway from Eastern Boulevard. They're going to be, it looks like they're going to be putting some cones out in the left-hand lane. So right now everybody's in a single lane to the right. Just a heads up for that. You'll see the cones being set up and some signs being set up as well in the left-hand lane northbound. The Beltway outer loop west side is still showing a little bit of a backup in that area around I-70 and Route 40. Just checked on the BW Parkway. Don't see any problems at all coming up from Powder Mill Road and then clear southbound from Arundel Mills and working our way down to Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: smoky, hazy, hot, and humid. You get it all today. Low 90s tonight, mid 70s. Tomorrow we might get some relief in some showers or storms possible throughout the day and maybe clearing the air a little bit. Right now we do have an air quality alert. 74 in Middle River. It's 76 in Millersville. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Birthday. Well, since Independence Day 2026, we have been introducing to you the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. And, no George Washington or Alexander Hamilton and James Madison, because they obviously had been either serving in the military or other important capacities at that time. But many of the 56 signers, again, none of them died as a result. But before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. Remember, they did pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. One of those was Arthur Middleton, a signer of the Declaration. He was the son of the eldest son of the Honorable Henry Middleton of South Carolina. Arthur was certainly the son of wealth. Henry had 20 plantations that covered 50,000 acres. And, of course, his father was elected to Congress. Arthur, again, he was sent to private schools in Charleston, was schooled in England in law. He returned to South Carolina in 1763. His public service began in 1765 when he became a member of the colony's House of Commons. He had a reputation as a leader of the American Party that marked him as a far more radical than his father was. As the protest against Britain grew, Arthur Middleton supported tarring and feathering opponents of the independence and confiscation of the estates of men loyal to the crown who fled South Carolina in fear of imprisonment or physical harm. Middleton helped draft the state's first constitution and designed South Carolina's state seal. He took his father's place in the Continental Congress and spoke frequently and forcefully for independence. After signing the Declaration of Independence, he returned home to serve as an officer in the state militia. The British Army's campaign in South Carolina led to the destruction of Middleton's estate. It stole everything of value and destroyed what they could not carry away. Middleton and his family escaped arrest by fleeing to Charleston. He and his fellow signers Ed Rutledge and Tom Hayward captured and imprisoned for almost a year. In July of 1781, Middleton was freed in a prisoner exchange, and he quickly reentered politics as a state senator. In 1783, Middleton retired at last. He died of fever in 1787 at the age of 44. Arthur Middleton lost his entire fortune because he signed the Declaration of Independence. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Again, if you ever achieved or dream of achieving that perfect smile, you should call them, 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Again, I don't know if you saw the video of this. Very disturbing of a 74-year-old man outside a Baltimore 7-Eleven. And you had six juvenile thugs. One looked like he was armed with a long gun, another with a sword, who brutally assaulted this man. This is 2500 block of Liberty Heights Avenue, right north of Liberty Square neighborhood. These were all younger males. They were hooded up. I couldn't really see their faces. And again, this was a gray assault style rifle. Another was holding a sword. The man was obviously still alive, but he called 911. But police are asking for help. Again, if you have any information, 410-366-6311. And this, you look at this scene, if it wasn't 7-Eleven, you'd think it was in some third world country that this happened. 8:30. We'll talk with Councilman Nino Mangione coming up next. Right now with the latest update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. This brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that police are investigating after a 26-year-old man was shot in the leg Thursday night in West Baltimore. On July 16th, around 7:36 p.m., officers were called to the 1300 block of North
North Carey Street, located in the city's Sandtown-Winchester neighborhood, for a ShotSpotter alert. That neighborhood is one of 10 neighborhoods where Safe Streets currently operates, according to the city's website. When officers arrived, they found a 26-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to his leg, according to authorities. Baltimore police are seeking the public's help identifying six suspects who they say attempted to rob an elderly man outside a 7-Eleven last week. On July 7th, around 3:46 a.m., a 74-year-old man was assaulted in the 2500 block of Liberty Heights Avenue, located in North Baltimore's Liberty Square neighborhood, authorities said. Police described the suspects as younger males. And 10 hours before a deadly explosion rocked a Bel Air community, neighbors had complained to BGE about strong odors of gas. But before a leak could be repaired, an eruption left two men dead. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigation blamed BGE for an ineffective response to the incident. The report said that just minutes before the explosion, a county worker smelled gas, heard a hissing sound, and called BGE's emergency call center. But multiple calls went unanswered. According to the report, the accident call center agent told the NTSB that he had been drinking alcohol before his unscheduled shift and that he had fallen asleep at his desk. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
You do have delays in the construction zone. Again, this contractor likes to work early in the morning, right around 7 o'clock, and then they're there during the midday. Northbound I-95 in Harford County, 76-mile marker at Route 24. There's a big delay there right now, at least a half a mile, and maybe a little bit longer. So a few extra minutes going north, eventually up to the Tidings Bridge. The slowing on the Beltway, which was on the west side earlier, now has cleared, and we're good to go between I-70 and Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another hazy and smoky day, courtesy of that wildfire smoke all the way from Canada reaching us here in Maryland. Otherwise, not as hot and humid with temperatures in the low 90s, partly cloudy with temperatures back in the mild 70s tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary's got the morning off. He'll return on Monday. The Birds had a little bit of a break there due to the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game. They are one of the hottest teams in baseball right before it, winning four in a row. Hopefully pick up where they left off on the road tonight against the Houston Astros and Yordan Alvarez. First, the matchup of a three-game series. Let's see what happens here in the second half of the season. MLB has released its 2027 schedule, including the earliest domestic opening day in league history. Opening day set for March the 24th will feature a single game televised by Netflix. No teams have been revealed as of yet. Two nations clashing in the World Cup final on Sunday. Argentina trying to defend its World Cup title from 4 years ago. And meanwhile, the Red Fury of Spain took down tournament favorite France in the last round. The French and the English will battle in the third place match on Saturday. President Trump will be in East Rutherford, New Jersey on Sunday to award the World Cup. At the Open in England, Jackson Suber sitting atop the leaderboard following the first round. He shot a 565 to begin the tournament. Second to last round of the NASCAR Cup Series in-season challenge takes place on Sunday. The field squares off at the Window World 450 from North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina. LeBron James' free agency decision is reportedly imminent. Reports say there's mutual interest involving two of James' former teams, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Miami Heat. Other potential landing spots include Golden State Warriors, Philadelphia 76ers, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Denver Nuggets. And the NHL unveiling its 2026-27 schedule featuring over 1,300 games, including expanding to 84 games this season. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:36. It is 24 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on our Newsmaker Hotline, as he does each and every Friday. It's Baltimore County Councilman Nino Mangione. Good morning, Councilman.
Sean, good morning to you, and as always, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. We'll start with the town hall that was held at CCBC in Essex on Tuesday of this week, in which, again, you had the Baltimore County Police Chief, a DJS representative, and others on hand to address resident concern. And it was fairly a interesting meeting. It seems to me that Baltimore County residents are sending a very strong message that they've had enough of this juvenile crime of being victims of carjacking and assault. They'd like to get their county back. What were your thoughts on that meeting?
Yeah, Sean, this was certainly not the message of a happy Friday that took place earlier this week, because, I mean, it was very clear that the residents of Baltimore County were sending an obvious message at the public safety town hall in Essex that these politicians can talk all they want about the declining statistics, but the fact is the people were speaking up loud and clear that families, they're afraid to walk. They're afraid to let them allow their children to go out alone. And one woman, this was a very powerful moment. I think she described a 14- or 15-year-old teenager who was driving a stolen vehicle, crashed into her while being pursued by the police. She nearly died, Sean. She spent 30 days in the hospital, something like 90 days in a wheelchair. And the juvenile who was responsible received only 90 days, I think, at home on a monitor. She spent 90 days in a wheelchair. He spends 90 days on an ankle monitor at his own house. It's an absolute failure of accountability. And you have to really ask yourself, what message does that send to the victims? What does it send to the police officers who are actually out there risking their lives? They're pursuing the stolen vehicle. And perhaps most importantly, what does it send to these other juveniles who are considering stealing a car or committing these robberies or assaults? And what it really does, it tells them that they can do, even if someone is nearly killed, the consequences amount to very little. Just staying at home on an ankle monitor. And we absolutely need to change course in the state of Maryland. This is what happens with the Democrats and the supermajority. I cannot emphasize that message enough. We all talk about it. We want to provide young people with opportunities to turn their lives around. I think most of us agree with that. But not without genuine consequences. Talking about rehabilitation without consequences, that is not rehabilitation. It's basically handing out permission to be destructive. And as a Baltimore County councilman, Sean, I mean, I listen to these public safety meetings. I've had conversations with the police. Before we discuss anything else government does, whether it's Annapolis or Baltimore County, families need to feel safe in their homes and their neighborhoods and local business. And these young offenders, it's out of control what has happened. And the victims deserve actual justice, first and foremost. And police actually deserve the tools to do their job. And the public deserves to feel protective. And accountability is simply not happening. It's a total failure. It's such a failure. Sean, even the chief of Baltimore County Police, Chief McCullough, he acknowledged that the change in the state laws is actually limiting the police's ability to hold juveniles accountable. And when you let these lower level things go, they graduate to more serious crimes. And now we're seeing carjackings, actual carjackings on the streets of Towson on Saturday mornings. It's what we warned about. We warned in Annapolis this would happen. Democrats weakened Maryland juvenile justice laws. They created this problem. I can't believe some woman was yelling at me on social media, Sean, saying stop politicizing the issue. This isn't politics. It policy creates this type of environment. And these repeat offenders are returned, and there's very little accountability. And that's why the victims and law-abiding families are left to deal with this horrible environment of crime.
Well, you know, you mentioned Chief McCollum, and I think that, to me, was because, you know, we've been hearing these complaints from residents of Baltimore County now for years regarding being victims of crime, whether it be in Essex or Middle River or Catonsville or Towson Town, whatever. But when he says that the state laws change, I think he pretty much named the culprit that everybody's talking about here. The Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Interrogation Protection Act, the Youth Charging Reform Act, all of these put in place by Democrat politicians. And let's face it, the voters keep putting these people of this same ideology, the same ilk, in office and expecting a different result. So until you make a change with law and order candidates, and I'm not saying we toss juveniles in jail and gen pop and forget about them, but I do think, don't you, that you have to separate those that are committing crimes. They have to be detained, and there's got to be some kind of consequence, punishment, and rehabilitation for these individuals.
Sean, I couldn't agree more. And yes, we cannot, you cannot dismiss the political party, the Democrat Party in Annapolis, and their role in all of this. They have passed juvenile, well, their policies when it comes to crime and public safety have been a total failure. And it's been acknowledged by state's attorneys, Democrats, Republicans alike, and it's made it harder. And it's been acknowledged by police across the state. What more do we need? People, yes, we need to have a change. And whether you want to call it law and order or Republicans, whatever, the youth violence and the disorder, I mean, it's now become one of the county in Baltimore County, where I obviously, again, represent, one of the most pressing public safety challenges. And again, you're right. We want young people to have opportunities for rehabilitation, but that's after serious accountability. Because these crimes, Sean, I mean, carjackings, again, in the middle of the morning, and police officers working so hard, but Annapolis has their hands tied. You have prosecutors who can only enforce the laws they're given. That's your point, Sean, right? The policies that the Democrats are pushed, they can only be processed according to the law. And judges can only impose the consequences the law actually permits. And we know some judges fail to really have real accountability. But when the policies are how they are, that removes real accountability from the juvenile justice system. And that's what's happened here. And it's the Democrats to blame. It's not politics. It's public safety. And there's ways to go about it, and there's ways that hinder public safety. And the Democrats in Annapolis, for 8 years that I was there, matter of fact, it got so bad that they tried to change one of the bills, and it did very little. And then when they were told this is a problem last session, what did they do? They actually made it worse.
They did, no doubt. 8:43 traffic and weather on the threes. The update, Lugnuss Johnson.
Baltimore County with a new wreck, Dundalk side, 4100 block of North Point Boulevard. It's near Battle Grove, so in that area, heads up for the county there. And the right lane is the only lane open now. If you're coming up 702 from Eastern Avenue towards the Beltway, right before you get there, State Highway now is blocking the left-hand lane. And there's some warning there. There's some signs there, but they're not getting over soon enough. And then right at the last second, some of these guys are coming back over. Single lane to the right on 702 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We got the hazy, smoky conditions from the wildfires up north. Low 90s today, mid-70s for the low tonight. Tomorrow, maybe some relief. Maybe we clear the air with some scattered showers and or storms throughout the day. Right now, air quality alert is in effect. 74 in Owings Mills, and it is 76 in Severn. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Councilman Nino Mangione, Baltimore County Council, running for District 5, this year. And we'll talk a little bit about the CNBC poll that's out. And you think that, okay, there are a lot of big states out there, that California, New York, and we've seen out migration. We've seen, them demonize wealth and lose a lot of their investments in their states. And so you would think that their economies would be one of the worst, but that's not the case. Maryland, tiny little Maryland, Nino, the second worst economy in the country, according to this poll.
Sean, let that sink in for a second to the listening audience. Second from the bottom in the entire country. But here's why this is so, and again, I saw this play out over my last 8 years. We warned, just like the previous conversation, we warned this would happen. And what makes this even more just of a horrible stat is that we have tremendous advantages in Maryland, if you think about it. A very educated workforce. We have very good universities, public and, I mean, the best universities, public and private. You have, the Port of Baltimore, and the big one, Sean, being how close we are to Washington, D.C., and, you know, defense, there's medical, technology, all of these. There is absolutely no excuse to be ranked 49th. But why did this happen? Again, you have Governor Wes Moore, the Annapolis Democrats, and the supermajority. They have hit Maryland families and businesses. I mean, it's endless, Sean. The list, we talked about this last session, of new taxes and fees, whether it's vehicle registration fees, title fees. I mean, they did things like rental car taxes, and, the emission fees, the tire fees. All of these outrageous, I mean, the vending machine, I'll never forget, I couldn't believe they wanted to tax a bag of chips or peanuts in a vending machine. And these were on people who were already struggling, of course, to afford groceries and electricity and housing and all those expenses. And what we have is people voting with their feet. I see it all the time. My district borders Pennsylvania. I see people at local fundraisers at a local church in the northern part of the county, and they always tell me, Nino, you know, sorry, we can't vote for you. We live in Pennsylvania. We've already moved. It happens all the time. We lost nearly, 19,000 residents. I think it was more than 120,000 over the four-year period, and that makes life challenging. Maryland, again, should be one of the most prosperous and competitive in the entire state, but when you have the Moore administration and the supermajority, they spend too much, they tax too much, then they act surprised, Sean, when they see that businesses struggle and residents move out. And this is not happening in Pennsylvania or our border states of Delaware and Virginia, where we compete against them, but they have different tax structures, lower costs, and we treat our taxpayers and employees, you know, basically, I guess, as an unlimited source of money that they can just continue to take from. And this is what happens. We need a completely different direction on this topic in Annapolis and in Baltimore County. Control spending, enough with the unnecessary taxes and fees. I mean, I see it especially on the local level with regulations that are punishing small business. And you take that across the state of Maryland, makes it very difficult for families and employers to afford to stay and succeed.
And a final question is that the DOJ is suing the state over providing in-state tuition for illegal aliens. They've won similar lawsuits in four other states, and I never thought this would withstand the light of day, because the argument here is that you're not giving American law-abiding citizens the same opportunities as you are illegal aliens with this in-state tuition stuff.
John, I'm glad the DOJ is doing that. I mean, this is all about fairness, the rule of law. I remember making this exact argument early in my career in Annapolis. All three of these issues we just talked about, I saw them play out in Annapolis. The Republicans argued against it, and now we're seeing again what failed policies create. But how can an American teenager living just across, again, in Pennsylvania or in Delaware, be charged tens of thousands of dollars more than someone who came to this country illegally, I don't know, say South America, China, all the way across the world, settle in Maryland and receive discounted tuition rates and taxpayer-funded benefits? I made that exact case on the Appropriations Committee. And how is that not discrimination against American citizens? And I read that this was costing roughly, I don't know, $9 million a year. Well, in the grand scheme of things, that might not seem huge, but when you start over 5-10 years looking at almost $100 million, that's money that could be scholarships for American citizens. That's money that could go into, you name it, to help our society here of law-abiding American Maryland citizens. And they try to act like it's compassion. It's not, Sean. It's an insult to every family, legal immigrants or just that or American citizens have been here for years that follow the law, pay the taxes, play by the rules. I voted against this nonsense in Annapolis. And really, it's an insult to American citizens everywhere, not just in Maryland. For like the DOJ made a point, being treated as second class in their own country. And I hope the court finally ends this outrageous practice in Maryland.
Yeah. Well, $9 million is a $4 billion structural deficit. Every cent counts.
Yeah, that is exactly right. But yeah, so over the years, that adds up to be huge money. But you're right. When we can't even afford, when we have the tax vending machine showing to close our budget, you're right. $9 million is astronomical.
Bingo. Councilman, thanks again. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great weekend.
That's Councilman Nino Mangione. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. In Arizona, a 14-year-old Royal Cothran being called a hero after saving a woman with dementia. Teresa Morgan was wandering around in extreme heat miles from home, and Royal was able to call her son Jeff Morgan for help. Here he is helping her, then comments from both Royal and Jeff.
I don't think there's any apartments around here, I can tell you that. Yeah, I could look it up on my phone if you want me to.
I don't even know. She just looked like something was wrong. So I started talking to her. I knew it was hot. She was sweating.
Just so lucky, so fortunate that he ran across her and he cared enough to stay with her and to take care of her.
Yeah, and was able probably most likely to save her life. How long she'd been out there with an elderly person in that kind of heat with dementia. That is a heroic gesture, no doubt. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
Law Officer Mike Lee Freeman reminding you that if you are injured in a serious accident with a serious injury, you or another loved one, then you should really contact Law Officer Mike Lee Freeman. Why? Well, number one, their track record over the last decade or so, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. Number two, they put your recovery priority number one, that you get better. You recover completely, and you can focus on that and rest and recuperate from your injury. And they'll take care of everything else, the insurance issues, the medical issues, the totaling of your vehicle, if that's happened, all of the above. And number three really is this idea that it's not a huge law firm. I mean, so you know which lawyer you're getting when you call the law office of Michael A. Friedman. It'll be Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman. You're not going to, you know, take a number like you do at the deli counter and wait for the attorney to show up. So that's what you get at the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Give him a call, 410-363-6848 or online, maflaw.com. 853, final traffic and weather on the threes for this week. Here's Chuck.
All right, apparently there's a pretty bad wreck on Route 40 on the Baltimore National Pike right at the Patapsco River Bridge. So that's the Howard County, Baltimore County line. The word is we have right now, both sides of the roadway are blocked. So if you're heading out from the Beltway after Rolling Road, you got to turn around and go back. If you're coming in from Route 29 in those areas, you're going to have to work your way up and then use I-70 running parallel to Route 40, apparently closed because of the accident on the bridge right there at the line. May be there for a while. Baltimore County also with a new wreck on the west side, Rolling Road at Windsor Boulevard. They went out to a wreck about 15 minutes ago, 4100 block of North Point Boulevard. And also, just keep in mind the construction delays. They'll be there through the midday, and they block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. You're losing a lane as well with construction on 702 northbound. As you're getting up to the Beltway, you'll stay to the right through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, hazy and smoky still from these Canadian wildfires. Highs in the low 90s today. Right now, air quality alert in effect 74 Forest Hill, 76 in Dundalk. Kim is here in her smoke suit today. I'm wondering, is this man-made? Are we getting smoked out?
This is so bad.
By the Canadians? It smelled this morning. I came to work.
Them.
It stunk.
Yeah. We have to sue the Canadian government. I've had enough.
I know. It's enough already.
Yeah.
It's like we're in a fog machine here all day.
Yeah, it's really bad. If anybody hasn't been outside yet, just understand that it is bad. And it hurts your eyes, too, if you're really sensitive to smoke. Anyways, hopefully they're saying because of the rain coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow, maybe. Right.
Yeah, that it'll help. I don't know. I hope so. Anyways, got lots to talk about today. Trump's big address.
Yeah, huge.
You know what's so crazy about it? I still see a lot of mixed reactions. And I think to myself, I'm like, all right, this is something that I always believed, right? Mm-hmm. I always knew that there was interference. It was very clear the voter rolls were never clear. Running in 2020, you know, you see it up close and personal. But then again, you have the same characters like Senator Chris Van Hollen, Governor Wes Moore, even the AG jumps in. And they jump in to try to diminish everything that is said, so that people won't go and check it out for themselves. Everything's right there on whitehouse.gov. But they want to make sure people believe their narrative that this is all just one big hoax and it's not real. It's the same old every time.
Yeah, I look at this and I look at people like Catherine Herridge, who's done a great job now disconnecting the dots.
Yeah.
The president has put these documents on the White House. She's taken those documents as a true journalist would do, and she's showing exactly how the CIA and others covered this up and tried to keep it from the American people and the president. So what that tells me about Chris Van Hollen and the AG and Wes Moore, they're nothing but political hacks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Could care less about the American people. And look, this could affect the Democrats in the future as well.
Yeah.
So, again, you do this, you ignore it at your own peril.
Yeah. Well, look at Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton, that whole situation. They should go back and take a look at that. But you know what? You're right. They're political hacks. They don't really care about the facts on this. They just want to make sure people believe their story, their agenda. It's really sad. We're going to get to the details of it. I actually have an independent, Sean, joining me in studio.
Oh, interesting.
I wonder if the independents or the unaffiliated, if they were swayed by what they saw, are they going to do the deep dive, or are they going to listen to the Chris Van Hollens of the world?
I think what's going to happen, and then people don't like Trump, when Trump says something, they're just not going to believe him.
They dismiss it immediately.
But the documents that are out there, if you take the time to look through the documents, it's very, very compelling, overwhelmingly so.
Yeah, so we'll talk to our independent friend at 9:35 a.m. Of course, we got some local stories to talk about. Taco Bell. Oh, my goodness. Why are we getting shredded lettuce from Mexico, Sean? Do we not have enough shredded lettuce?
It's not like we could do that here. Avocados come from Mexico, but the shredded lettuce we should be getting from California. You would think, right?
I don't know. Kind of strange and suspicious. Anyways, we'll talk about that. And then, of course, the CNBC poll. We haven't talked about being in the second worst economy in the country yet. So we'll
That's
talk about that as well.
Very good.
Sean.
Next up at 9 o'clock, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, I should say. Yesterday, Vance was on Rogan. I thought he did okay. Rubio is really strong in a number of areas, and he gave a lecture as they had gathering all these people worried about left-wing violence and terrorism and communism, the rise of communism. And if you don't get a chance to watch his whole speech, I would recommend it. But here's just a part of it yesterday.
More than 80% of radical violence is now driven by far-left and anarchist actors. These are not abstract statistics. Americans have seen what those numbers mean. An all-out assault on our immigration officers, sniper attacks, explosives, armed ambushes, a transgender shooter opening fire on Catholic elementary school students as they pray, his gun marked with slogans like, "Where is your God now?" A healthcare executive executed in cold blood in the streets. Multiple assassination attempts on a sitting president, and the murder of the greatest conservative activist of a generation, a man who happened to also be a husband and the father of two young children, shot and killed while speaking to a crowd of students. This is a distinctive and unique evil. It has always been driven by a hatred, above all else, a hatred for civilization itself.
Just part of his speech. The whole speech is worth it. I would recommend that you go out there and watch all of it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday. It's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next on WCBM Baltimore. We'll see you Monday at 6.